more about Dan Issel in just a little bit. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Golnick, and here's what's happening. Denver Nuggets sources are telling Sporting News Radio that the team will make an announcement about the future of coach and team president Dan Issel later on in the afternoon. This coming after Issel met with general manager Kiki Vandeweghe. Speculation is that Issel will resign as coach of the team. The Chicago Bulls take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Assistant coach Bill Berry makes his debut as interim coach of the team, but obviously they're still looking for a permanent head coach, and a published report indicates that Bill Cartwright, the former Bulls center and current assistant, is the leading candidate. The Wizards place guard Richard Hamilton on the injured list with a pulled groin. He'll likely miss up to a month. Marcus Camby's left foot continues to give him trouble. He sat out last night's win over Toronto with inflammation under his big toe. He'll undergo an MRI today to determine if any tendons have been torn. Despite being without the services of Shaquille O'Neal, the Lakers won again yesterday, beating Philadelphia on their home court. Lakers assistant Kurt Rambis joined Jay Mariotti and Mike Mulligan on Sporting News Radio and talked about the team playing without the big man.
Shaq's injury is one that I don't know if it's going to get any better, even if he takes 30 games off. It's an arthritic condition. That's something he's probably going to have to deal with the rest of his life. But our guys are going to have to learn to play together as a unit and trust the offense to get them shots. And that's something we haven't done all season.
In college football, BYU's Luke Staley expected to announce today that he's giving up his final year of eligibility and entering the NFL draft. Chan Gailey, the Dolphins' offensive coordinator, will likely be named the new head coach at Georgia Tech Saturday. And Florida backup quarterback Brock Berlin is expected to transfer to Miami. That's the latest Sporting News Flash. I'm Michael Golnick.
The new John Deere digitally enhanced to cover the Austin area with Real Talk and Texas Sports. The Juice 1370. It's Opie and Anthony on the Juice 1370.
I won't piss them off any more than they already are, right? Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, you limey bitches. Any limey bitches won't come in here and see who could take a punch like Robin Givens. Come here, you bitches. I'm gonna kick your ass. Come here, Opie, you're the first one. Look at you, you toothless bitch. Come here, get out of my face. I'll punch you. Come here, you pasty white English whore. Why are they so angry at me? Why are they angry? Because your queen is a twat. Come here. Oh, look, look, it's the queen. Come here, queen. Oh, couple of body parts. Oh, you can't even take a punch. You're like Sphinx. You're like Sphinx. I came out of the corner and pounded him. Now I'm going to bend the queen over a chair and do her in the caboose. Just like I did to that Miss USA or whatever the hell it was I banged. I went to prison for that. I was a man in prison. Prison. Why do I sound like the mad dog? Wait. I'm gonna make you look like Lady Di after I'm done with you. You're gonna be bleeding. You can rest assured. Where's Prince Charles? I'm gonna bang you in your big ears. Come here. Okay, here's a fine lady. Now, I want to talk sense to you. I have been rehabilitated. I went to prison. I'm just trying to get my fighting career back. And don't look at me like that. Well, what I do? I don't even understand. I'm like an animal.
He's like the Beatles over there. They're chasing him around.
Yeah, but they want to kill me. Right. They don't want like a autograph or nothing. They want to kill me. Thank God they're all too much pussies to have guns over here. Even the police don't have them.
Are they throwing?
Look, here's one of them bobbies. That big stupid hat. Look, I'm kicking his ass. I'm like King Kong. I'm just running around. Remember the King Kong movie? It was in New York and they couldn't do nothing. That's me in England. The cops don't have guns, so I could run rampant. Come here, you bastards. Look, I'm beating up the police.
Are they throwing soccer balls at you, Mike?
Yeah, soccer balls is all they got. Look, look, I'm like a big guard booth.
Yeah.
In front of the palace, and they got them guards with the big fuzzy hats on.
Yeah.
You can't make them change the expression on their face.
Yeah.
Watch this. See his expression now? Now look at this. look, no, it's a bloody expression. I made a change. No, I'm going to take that furry hat and stick it in your keister. And that's only to make room for my giant member. Well, look, it's Prince William. Look at that fine young little ass. I'm going to beat him senseless and abuse him. I love England. Where the Spice Girls? I'm going to skewer them like a shish kebab. I'll get all of them on there at once. Come here, you whores. Come here, you limey whores. You all got bad teeth. Your teeth, they suck. You got the scurvy. I got a cure for that. Yeah, that's the cure. You look at it. You look at it, bitch. Go ahead. You ain't never seen my nothing. Where's you, Grant? I'm going to do him, too. Come here, whores. All English whores. Lady Di was a whore slut bag. Well, I'm just trying to be popular. I'm like Mighty Joe Young. I'm ramping through the city. Lady Di was a slut whore. Going out with a towel head. Making a country all pissed off at her. Look at me just smacking down these slimies. Shut up, bitch! Am I making any headway? I'm winning over the people of England?
Well, they're still a little pissed, Iron Mike.
Well, they're all stupid. They got two TV stations that suck. Yeah, look at my mighty member, you bitch! They only got two teeth in their whole head. I went to the London Zoo.
Yeah.
The other day.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to stop me from leaving. Some about an escapee. Shut up. Sarah Ferguson is a fat bitch. I don't care if she's on that Weight Watchers or nothing. I make her lose weight. I go, come here. Come here. You know why you eat so much? Because your mouth works. Yeah, now it don't. Now you lose some weight. You fat bitch. Look, your hair's red. Now so's your nose. And now so's your ass. Oh, look, here's the queen. Come here, queen. Right in the face. No dried up slut. You're making Mike Tyson laugh. Trying to stay in character. Standing up with Rick screwed up my sound effect. Now I'm going to go climb Big Ben and swat at aircraft. Twas Beauty killed the beast. Hey, it's Fay Wray. Take me back to Skull Island. Nasty ass English people got the big gappy old teeth. I love the Irish Republican Army. I'm learning how to make car bombs. You people suck. Am I winning them over? Am I winning them over?
I don't think so, Iron Mike.
I appreciated what the Luftwaffe did. They war with the aircraft back in World War II. Look at this. I'm going to bite off Prince Charles's ears. That's a hell of a meal. He's got some big ass ears. That is an ugly mother. Here you go. I bet he's got a little acorn in his pants because his wife, the whore bag, Lady Di, was going out with a towel head. People of England, your Lady Di was a whore. How am I doing?
You're not doing too well there.
She had a muff like Don King's hair.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
I can eat more flack from you limeys, and Prince Charles is gonna take it in the leather Cheerios. Come here, Sarah Ferguson. Bend over. I'm gonna punch you in the rectum. That's a low blow.
Sorry, Mike, everyone.
Let me know if I'm welcome back anytime soon. You guys suck at the Falkland Islands. A bunch of little Mexicans kick your ass. James Bond's a pussy. I better get inside. Okay. It's starting to throw stuff at Mike.
That's Mike. Tom, what's up?
All right, listen, that was hilarious, I got to say. But about what you said about Princess Diana, that was pretty bad, don't you think?
Well, she's a whore bag. The chick was a slut. Why do you think she was in the backseat of that car? She was giving roadhead to her towel-headed boyfriend. That gappy tooth bitch. F all y'all. Oh, did he hang up? Well, he didn't like my commentary.
I hung up on him. I didn't want anyone wrecking our buzz today.
Our lady died in the back seat. I heard that that towelhead boyfriend of hers member was in her hand, ripped right off. Almost like getting a punch from Mike Tyson. That's what she would look like after one of my blows. That's right. She's screaming from the grave, that dead bitch. Yeah, I heard it was caught in her teeth. Teeth.
How do you spell teeth?
Don't ask Mike Tyson how to spell.
All right. Mike, what's going on?
T-E-F-F. T-E-A-F-F. Toofs. How you spell teeths? F all y'all.
And action.
I can't go one afternoon without spanking my junk.
Okay, terrific.
And cut.
Opie Anthony.
On the next Sports Guy show, Scott Farrell live putting the holiday wrap on sports. The Sports Guys.
1027.
The only local sports morning show.
WAEW. This segment of Opie and Anthony is brought to you by Dentoys.com. Log on to Dentoys.com right now to find out how you could win an Xbox. No purchase necessary.
The maroon bath mat with matching fuzzy bathroom seat cover and trash can. The macrame toaster cozy. A macrame toaster cozy with matching goodies.
At Optimum Online, we're committed to helping you choose the perfect gift for your family this year.
The singing reindeer slippers, soap, or a rope.
That's why we're offering a high-speed cable modem for just $50 when you sign up for a one-year agreement only at The Wiz. That's $149 off the regular price.
The Coconut Monkey Ashtray.
And with Optimum Online, you can download music, visit relatives online, and do anything your heart desires. Up to 100 times faster than a dial-up service, and up to 4 times faster than DSL. So treat yourself to Optimum Online, because you'll still probably end up with a few gifts that aren't quite so perfect.
A holiday sweatshirt with a glittery bear on the front.
Optimum Online. It's the best gift in town. Restrictions and ETF may apply.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, holidays. Man, next week, right? Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
Well, people been packing on the pounds.
I know, between Thanksgiving, Christmas, you need the Stacker, too. It's going to help you lose weight. Stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. Now, Stacker 2 curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds? Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that Stacker, Stacker 2.
Laura's bitching.
Just leave me alone.
And Rush can't hear you.
What? Huh?
If you want real talk and Texas hordes, you want the juice. 1370.
Some nightclubs say, no shirt, no service. At Landing Strip Gentlemen's Club, we say, great service, no shirts! At Landing Strip, you'll find great food, nightly manager drink specials, and beautiful women. Bachelors ready to tie one on before you tie the knot? Bachelor parties are our specialty with no cover for you or your guests. The Landing Strip opens at 11 weekdays, noon on weekends, and stays open until 2 a.m. Right now, enjoy $3.99 lunch specials with $10 dances from 11 till 3 weekdays. 2-for-1 table dances Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays while the football games are on. And football madness on Sunday and Monday means no cover and $10 table dances until 10 p.m. Plus, shot specials and $1.99 appetizers and burgers during the game. The Landing Strip is on 183, a quarter mile north of Highway 71. The Landing Strip. Great service. No shirt.
Check out the weekday specials in December. $3 long necks from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Choose from 5 $3.99 lunch specials, including steak and seafood from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And $10 dances all day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And one, and two, and three, and left. Hey, Santa, what are you doing working out? Shouldn't you be making lists and checking them twice?
I have to trim this belly before the big night. I think chimneys have gotten smaller.
Tighten your tummy at World Gym. Join in December and pay no dues until February 2002 and receive a free membership for a family member or friend.
Too many milk and cookies have added a few pounds. I want to look good in my candy cane Speedo this spring.
Okay, Santa, that's a visual I didn't need.
Join World Gym in December and pay no dues until February 2002. Call 445-1999 today. And don't forget about the membership for a family member or friend.
Call 445-1999 today and pay no dues until February 2002. See the Austin American Statesman for details. Stop by our new location at I-35 and William Cannon, now under construction.
Healthy holiday from World Gym!
I'm gonna keep on moving. One stop, now I'm on my way. I'm gonna keep on moving. With precision to auto care, I'm on my way.
It squeaks and grinds and pulls to the right when you hit the brakes. Sound familiar? Then stop into Precision Tune Auto Care while you still can. Our technicians are certified to work on today's complex braking systems at prices that'll make you stop and take notice. And we'll guarantee our brakes for as long as you own your car. Precision Tune Auto Care. Quality service guaranteed.
With Precision Tune Auto Care, I'm on my way.
Precision Tune Auto Care is your full-service automotive center. Stop in at any of their 7 Austin area locations for the best value around. Precision Tune Auto Care. We fix cars. Guaranteed.
See center manager for warranty details.
Austin's finest car salesman is hiding out a little north of town. Ray Barlow has been selling cars for 6 years, and he sold hundreds of vehicles to people just like you. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Ray can now be found at Barrett Mitsubishi just a little north of Austin on I-35, exit Chandler Road in Georgetown. Ray moved north so he could serve you better. The combination of a great Mitsubishi product, a huge inventory of new Gallants, Eclipses, Montero Sports, and only the finest used car and truck inventory makes a trip to Barrett Mitsubishi worth your while. The chance to work with an honest, caring salesperson is the icing on the cake. Ray promises to be friendly, informative, and without any high-pressure tactics. So if you're in the market for a new Mitsubishi or just looking for an honest deal on a high-quality used car, call Ray Barlow today. Call 531-5090 or drop by the dealership and be sure to ask for Ray Barlow. Barrett Mitsubishi has all the special financing features you'd expect for new and used vehicles. The difference is the Ray Barlow experience. Call Ray Barlow today, 531-5090. All programs subject to final credit approval.
Broadcasting live from the Testosterone Tower, KJCE Rollingwood, Austin. Real talk and Texas sports. The Juice 1370.
Exposé is Austin's premier gentleman's club, and you know why?
It could be sexually arousing.
Beautiful women. Every Sunday and Monday, it's football madness at Exposé. There's no cover until 10 o'clock, with shot specials throughout the game and $1.99 food specials. Plus, enjoy all the action on 10 screens, while the dances are only 10 bucks during football madness.
I'm so hot.
Being believing at Exposé. Exposé at 3615 South Congress. The Show Palace knows the best things in life are free, so how about a free lunch? Every Wednesday until 2 p.m., your lunch is free at the Show Palace.
The Show Palace is the largest totally exposed cabaret in Austin, featuring the most beautiful women and great entertainers from the hottest magazines. The Show Palace is 18 and over, but remember, the Show Palace is BYOB. Enjoy Ladies Night this Thursday night. Ladies Night Thursday and $20 dances nightly only.
At the Show Palace, 501 East Ben White.
Escorted ladies get in free Thursdays.
Precision Vision announces new pricing that opens the exciting possibilities of LASIK vision correction to virtually every Austinite. As low as $1,000 an eye, depending on prescription.
Only $1,000 an eye to have my vision corrected by true cornea specialists?
Exactly. The surgeons at Precision Vision have advanced training as cornea specialists, with degrees from renowned institutions like Princeton, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, but what about the technology?
Precision Vision has the Bausch & Lomb laser, known for amazing accuracy during its FDA pre-approval clinical trials, and the only laser developed solely for LASIK. Surgeons whose backgrounds include Princeton, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins. Leading-edge technology, all starting at just $1,000 an eye, depending on prescription. Enjoy clearly better vision. Call 34LASIK now. That's 34LASIK for a free consultation. Precision Vision of Westlake, 2712 Decades Road. A difference that's clearly better.
It's Opie and Anthony on the Juice 1370.
Check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. If you're in the New York area, 877-692-1027 is our phone number. In the studio, Jim Norton, Adam Ferrar. And let's check in with Dallas. Craig, what's up?
What's up, man? No, man, y'all was bagging on D-Town yesterday. What's up, man?
What happened?
Y'all was bagging on D-Town yesterday. Talking about y'all would never come to Dallas. Why not, man?
We're on in the middle.
We're on a tool and a station here, but
no, we're on in the middle of the night in Dallas, so it's kind of tough to do anything for Dallas.
I know that's the only thing that sucks, man. Because like I work at another radio station here in Dallas, and I work in the daytime, and I caught you guys one night, man, and I got hooked, man. And I'm up till 2 in the morning every night trying to catch you guys, man.
That is so weird that we're on 10P to 2A somewhere.
Yeah, because they would rather bring in. See, what happened is, let me tell you, this station down here.
Does anyone else care in America, though, what you're about to say? No, I'm just asking, seriously.
I'm a big Cowboy fan, dude. I'm a big Cowboy fan. And we'll go to Dallas, I think, when the Cowboys win 2 games in a row.
Craig, thanks for the support, though. We appreciate that.
Hey, right? Man, I love you guys, man. I'm still listening every night.
All right. Thank you.
Till then, till y'all get a better shot, man, holler.
All right, peace.
Yeah.
All right, we have lots to do. We have a letter from Stalker Patty apologizing for her actions on the show the other day.
Do you see how lunatic this woman is?
This is what mental patients do to pull you back in.
Yes.
They make you feel sorry for them, and then you know, you realize you're a human being, and then you're like, okay, I'm sorry, and then they're close to you again.
I was shaken.
And, we could read this. It's about a 5-page letter. And,
oh, my God.
And in the letter, she talks about...
With no punctuation.
No, in the letter, she talks about being an ant, which is pretty interesting.
Being an ant.
No, she thinks she's an insect.
Yeah. Well, it was a while back, I believe it was Norton, right, that said this woman has the body of an ant. She is. She's very frail and fragile looking, and her body is very ant-like. And we've been goofing on her about that. Now she's acknowledging it in her letter. She's referring to herself as an ant.
Yeah, you want to get everyone up to speed.
About
Patty.
What happened the other day. Not the whole Patty story,
because
that's a nightmare.
Patty's just basically a stalker of this program, and of Opie more so, thank God.
And she can no joking, she really is a stalker. People are like, a little radio bit. I hear this stuff on the morning zoo all the time.
But what makes her a scary stalker is she can lift 10 times her body weight.
Right, very scary.
Right.
A stalker doesn't have to be the person that shows up at your door with a gun. It's preferable, but it doesn't have to be. And Patty is a type of stalker.
And we learned stalkers stick together. So there's a stalker in Chicago who decided to mail Stalker Patty all my personal info.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking care of it behind the scenes, but Patty decided to tell my girlfriend, and she lost her ass at the Beacon Theater, which made for a nightmare of a night, so then I lost it on Patty the other day.
Not only that, though, but Patty at the Beacon Theater was all pissed off and upset that she couldn't get backstage. Meanwhile, it wasn't our gig, it was Jane Moore's. She was complaining to certain people, like looking at people that were backstage and going, I saw people I didn't know back there. I've been involved at the show for quite a while. Why am I being treated like this?
Four fists waving in the air.
Yeah, she's more concerned about,
on the ground. People she doesn't know being backstage and wants to know why they're backstage.
Tiny abdomen shaking back and forth, hanging from that little thread-like thing between the thorax and the abdomen, that little hair-like whiskery piece of material that is just too thin to support life. I never realized how it worked. But on Patty, it's just shaking back and forth. Why?
Right, so she was, I have something real quick. She was standing just outside the entrance to the dressing room,
mm-hmm.
and she looked at me and said, they're not letting me go up there. So I said, I don't know, Patty. I was standing there with six people that I brought with me that were members of the union that I worked with. Right. And they're very important people. This one guy resembled Keith the Cop. He resembles him. Mind you, I mean, you look at him, you know it's not Keith the Cop. She stood there staring at him going, Keith, and the guy didn't answer. The guy was like, who is this?
Why isn't Keith paying attention? I'm one of the family.
She was frightening, man.
Loony.
Hey, what's this white powder in the envelope?
Oh, don't even.
It's probably dandruff from her pubic hair.
Oh, worse than anthrax.
She addresses the whole trying to get backstage at the Jay Moore show at the Beacon and other things. We left it with basically making Stalker Patty cry. We're not proud of ourselves, but that's what happened.
No, cry is too nice a word for what she was doing.
We told her to get lost.
She was, like, bawling, hysterical, like when you see in the movie, they tell somebody that somebody they love just died. That's how she's crying. And as per Mary, our intern, she released fluids. On herself, she was so upset.
There's no 100% guarantee with that, but she smelled very, very funny.
She smelled like someone that was at the Friars Club. Right, like the Friars diaper.
Yeah, exactly. I wrote that.
No, because we asked you to, she was so upset and losing it that we said, Mary, please bring her to the bathroom so she could kind of freshen up and get herself together.
Didn't.
What did we do?
Didn't do anything. She was upset. You guys were laughing. So
so you okay? All right. All right. That's fine.
I wasn't sure. Why are you making fun of me? All it was the fluid we used to bond the larvae together in the chamber till they hatch. It has a urine-like scent to it. That's how we keep the walls up in our holes.
And I don't understand. She was shaking. I mean, shaking to the point where she couldn't walk from the bathroom to the studio. Like, she was holding on to me.
You know, they do that just before they attack.
Yeah, they shake.
They do shake.
Yeah. And they come out of everywhere with those huge mandibles. They're giant.
And what is that we're not proud statement? We're not very proud of that. You were very happy with that. Yeah, I've never seen Opie so pleased.
I was just trying to redeem myself because the email I got the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Usually email doesn't get to me. Some of it was one. I should have read some of that on the air.
One of them was from Cindy Williams. She was really pissed.
Yeah. And because of the Patty incident, I shredded my vocal cords, by the way. Because of this.
Shut up!
Literally shredded them where I might have to go to, like, a throat specialist.
That's like Muslim rage.
My voice hurts so much every time I talk now.
Yeah, that is Muslim rage.
Muslim rage.
Like... Picture the flags burning, they're chanting, all the beards, the filthy animals in the streets. And then they're yelling,
shut up!
Yeah, I can see
that's it. There's not a lot of distortion in that, by the way. That was my voice going past what your vocal cords are supposed to do.
One more time, let's hear it.
Shut up! Yeah. So Mary, when she walked Patty to the bathroom, she came running back in saying, hey, man, Patty relieved herself. She smells like, you know, number one.
Right, like she did a number one on herself while weeping.
That's not what Mary said exactly. Mary came back with her hand out and said, smell my fingers.
And who didn't? Usually that's hot,
but everyone did. Yeah, until you realize, smell my finger. Oh, okay. It was Patty.
All right, well.
She hit on Patty.
I will hand over the letter to Anthony so he can read it as Stalker Patty. This is the latest installment of the soap opera that is Stalker Patty.
Yeah.
Just listen for the guilt. Here it is. You're trying
and
to
this
guilt
is what
you.
Mental patients do. They give you the guilt, and then you invite them back into the... into the fold.
Liz Keith.
Oh, wait, we need some music before you read the letter.
Oh, play that sad walking away song from The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, when I and company. This is in response to Monday's episode in the studio. Please cut me a little slack. You're judging me kind of harshly. My life has been turned upside down in the span of less than a week, and I had to move an entire room into storage, pack my bags, leave a place that was an illegal rental that I didn't know about under an immediate eviction, finding myself suddenly homeless overnight and scrambling for temporary lodging, trying to relocate to a new home.
What does that have to do with anything?
With no money and there has not been a period yet. And continuing to work my two jobs without taking any time off.
You're right, no punctuation either.
Oh my God.
They put me at the bottom of the hive, where I have to gnaw through solid rock to see the light of day. Now she goes, on top of that, the two crooks I rented from for 3 months with no lease were threatening me over the phone at work because they wanted more money from me.
One was a blue aardvark.
So they're...
They're trying to get more money from her. She'll pay it.
Distortion is part of this letter now.
Right.
Last night I found a place, actually signed a lease and made arrangements to tag on an extra to the rent to make up for a security deposit.
First page, I just flipped over. Nothing about anything but her problems finding
right.
a place to live.
Well, that's what they do, though, man.
And now some of the stress I've been carrying is beginning to go away as problems get solved. All this was happening in the span of a couple of days with no mental preparation or warning. And not knowing what was going to happen next. Plus, I was alone with my situation, fending for myself with literal or no help from others in the colony.
With no help from others.
In an unforeseen situation that just heaped itself on me. Some of that bottled up stress expressed itself on Sunday night. I know I should not have gotten so upset when I wasn't allowed upstairs after the show. I'd been dealing with a huge situation all week and merely wanted some company in a festive atmosphere that would take me away from my circumstances for a couple of minutes.
Shut up!
Because I was not a stranger to some people upstairs, I didn't think it was a problem to come up and mingle a little. Maybe I needed some people to be with me at the moment and felt frustrated that I could not have a couple of minutes to escape my situation. There's the guilt. There's the guilt.
She just wanted to come back, have a little companionship.
As for issues concerning the correspondence from Chicago, it was an error in judgment on my part. I've been concerned about it since I handed it in. It was an additional worry on top of what I suddenly found myself going through a couple of days before. And maybe someone from the show could have reassured me that I was okay and being handled it. I would not have felt the need to mention it to the wrong person by mistake on my part. Sometimes silence and no feedback can increase my anxiety. And might give me an impression that it's worse than it was. I merely wanted to know the status of the letter and what happened with it. I didn't realize it was not good to tell Sandy. She was the first one I saw and asked about it on impulse. As a lot of baggage is on my mind, that was one concern I needed to be relieved from. I had never gotten a letter like this before.
Canned laughter, always funny. Sorry, go ahead, Ann.
And with no prior experience, I didn't know what to think of this. I felt I needed to ask anyone. Please be fair to me. I've done nothing wrong that I can see in a technical way. I've just been reacting to stressful situations that have been forced on me.
Walk it off, Dick.
Stuff I didn't ask for or plan for. I admit my behavior wasn't the
best. Be more funny!
As for our correspondence from Chicago, direct anger toward him or her. They may have done something illegal, harassment, be it a letter or a phone hang-up, it's against the law.
He knows that.
Who is this person? And why did they do this to begin with? I'm losing my faculties.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not Super Lady or Wonder Woman.
Super Lady? Has there been a Super Lady?
No.
Excuse me. Has there been a Super Lady?
No.
With a body like an ant, Super Lady.
Up, up, and away. I'm not Super Lady or Wonder Woman. I'm anorexic, bitch. Even with six legs and the physical... Now, this is real. This is what she's writing. Even with six legs and the physical strength to lift 50 times my own weight, or with my compound waist, which I probably beats Opie's 2015 vision, I'm still a human ant who is more sensitive than most. I do have feelings when I go through circumstances that are bigger than an average person goes through. Please forgive me my temporary loss of sanity and welcome me back to your good graces and company of the show. Thank you.
Hey, it's the retarded combo.
I got ya.
Sweet, merciful crap.
That's right, Homer.
I gotta be honest, Patty made sense.
Yeah.
The letter was actually fairly coherent and made sense.
In what type of way?
Just that, you know, she was well written.
She rambles on and on. All right, there.
Do you feel the guilt in that letter, though?
Yeah, it's like, here's huge. All of my problems. I don't need you compounding my problems by pointing out my ineptness and mistakes.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
When you have a close friend, I've had several close friends that when they start laying stuff like that on you, you get rid of them.
Bolt.
Yeah, but I keep coming back, you freaks.
Run! Run!
Yeah. Oh, that's the guilt machine.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Patty. Oh, well.
The medications don't work.
So there's the latest on the Patty saga.
I can't believe it. The letter.
Where's the rock that was tied to? Is that
thrown through the window. Oh, my God.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
You guys want to get rid of Stalker Patty? Tell Dice that you stole a bit or drop a raid bomb.
Now it's mine.
All right, very good.
Thanks, man.
Then I'd have to get in touch with Dice through certain correspondence. That poor, poor, pathetic mess that she is. Bill, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, man. You guys are cruel and insensitive. I mean, you guys are bordering on inhuman, but, man, you're funny.
Thank you, Bill. I mean, screw you.
I want to find out if she wet herself, though.
Hey, I know.
You need to know that now?
Yes.
Hey, Opie?
Faster than a speeding bullet that's headed towards Opie.
I'm sure she's
more powerful than a locomotive that I wish would hit Opie. Able to leap tall buildings and hopefully on the other side land on Opie. It's Super Lady.
Super Lady.
Super Lady. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
It's pretty impressive that Anthony knows all the friggin' anatomical terminology to the end. He's the smartest air conditioning repairman I've ever seen.
I ran into a few up in the ductwork, jackass. Hey.
Ants are pretty impressive, huh? Whether you step in their house and kick them out, they seem to find a second house, huh?
Every time. See, Patty is just like an ant, not only in body, but it seems all time after time, her little ant hole gets kicked over by some kid,
mm-hmm.
or you'd pour some juice in it or something.
Right.
And the next day, what do you see?
Another ant hole.
They're right back there again, yeah. moving on just like Patty will. Yeah.
And
you don't think of the psychological problems the ant faces when you kick that nice straight line there. Cracking a cricket apart on one end and the holes at the other.
And her instinct is to swarm.
Well, just swarm.
That's it. The ant herself is calling in. How did she get the hotline, by the way?
Patty.
Hello.
Well, you sound very upbeat now.
Well, yeah, I got a place to live now.
That's good. Did another swarm take you in?
What?
Yes.
Well, anyway, I just used the phone number on the wall.
Patty, you're upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah, Ronald and I were both listening.
Ronald.
So yeah, he just went back to work Ronald. After we were listening.
So why are you in the building today?
She heard there was popsicle sticks here.
Why? Because I wanted to run up and show Reynolds, you know, what I was hearing.
At the news department up at 1010 Winds, I heard that Lois Lane was falling with a helicopter from the roof, and Super Lady's got to catch her as she falls to the street below.
Well, anyway, Opie yelled at me so hard on Monday. Yes, I didn't even know it, but I did wet myself.
Oh, Patty, you
did.
Opie yelled at you.
I'm sorry, he's so intimidating.
That is the best thing.
But that's how I get when I'm intimidated enough.
Is that what it was?
If you're loud enough and threatening enough, yes, I will be intimidated enough.
Is that what you did? He intimidated you and yelled at you, and you wound up going all over yourself.
Well, I did. I couldn't help it. I didn't even know it until I left and came back.
Well, everyone else knew. Everyone else knew. You must be taking vitamins or something.
When the ant feels threatened, it secretes a must.
You know, you get kind of scary. You really do.
Shut up!
Wait a minute. I'm getting warmer in my crotch.
By the way, Tom, yes, Norton is on the floor rolling around. Norton, you want to get off the floor?
Patty's like a skunk, man. She tried to spray you in self-defense.
That's one of my super powers that Super Lady has. I'm not Super Lady. Actually, I am Super Lady. And what I do, one of my defenses when one of those super villains come is I wet myself and the smell chases them away.
Just because you're Super Lady, you don't have to behave like Christopher Reeve since the accident.
Super Lady. Flying
funny.
Away on her maxi pad.
Very funny.
You're a mess.
How bad did you leave yourself?
Not that bad, but I did.
It was really? Enough.
It was enough.
Now, Patty, since you didn't have a place to live, where'd you shower?
I stayed at friends' places over the last 5 days. I stayed on...
friends?
Yeah, I have friends, a couple of friends on Staten Island. They let me stay overnight, and...
I made my home in the North Pole. It's a big frozen yellow castle. Guess how I make it?
I don't know how.
Super Lady flies high above the North Pole. And I listen to Opie yell at me, and as I wet myself, it lands on the icy mist below. Gigantic yellow ice castle. Then the smell keeps the villains out.
Well, anyway, I think I did a very good job for myself getting a place within 3 days and...
Shut up, Debbie.
...set to move in Thursday.
And if Opie really scares me, I'm going to put a brown roof on the whole thing. Super Lady.
Super Lady. Where the hell did you get that?
Super Lady, the emaciated mess, flying through the air.
Girls leaking themselves, always funny.
Yeah.
Cleverly disguised as a 45-year-old virgin.
That'll be a good what did I learn. Girls
Super
leaking
lady.
Themselves, always funny.
You know, I think I owe Mary, the intern, an apology. I thought she was exaggerating. Like, there's no way. Just
that,
don't
that
just happened.
Yes, it did, and I didn't know it until late.
Shut up. She just wet herself again. Opie's like her nemesis. Like it's like kryptonite. Opie's yell just makes her relieve her functions. It's like kryptonite.
Wow.
Oh, no. A good hit with kryptonite.
I wish I had that power.
Right.
Yes, you were right.
I didn't know for sure or not, so I was right.
No, you were right.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I thought you were exaggerating.
Lex Opie. It's a bird-like body. It's a plain-looking woman. No, it's Super Lady. Powers beyond that of mortal women. I can wet myself. Don't worry, I'll swoop down on the villains and level them with my yellow fluid.
Flying on the wings of a maxi.
Flying on my big wings of a maxi pad, I fly over the villain and myself on them. Can you read my mind? My hymen is like lead. I don't know what kind of Superman tie in that is. But no one's sure it, no one's seeing through it.
It's Super Lady.
Super
Able to open stuffed jar lids with her labia. Super Lady.
I gotta love it. She is never a disappointment.
Super Lady stinks.
Dude, we gotta get her a suit.
Literally.
It's around Christmas time. We gotta get her a suit for the Philly show.
A cape and a diaper.
Super Lady. A cape and a diaper. And then Opie could yell at her on stage and she could wet herself. Price of admission.
I thought we were reenacting the Carrie scene with Soccer Patty.
Oh, were we going to put her in a gown and some pig blood on her head?
This is better.
After talking it up like she's going to be the queen of the prom. They'll laugh at you. Look at your dirty pillows are showing.
I don't have any dirty pillows.
All right, we got to get a Supergirl outfit for
my hairy
Soccer
pillows
Patty.
Are showing.
My hairy pillows. That's what they are. Looks like the stuffing's coming out. I better write some care responsive to Chicago.
Nice.
All right, we have to take a break.
All right.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This one's for the kids.
The kids out there.
Yeah, because you guys know that I do a lot of elementary schools. I do. I like to come in, sing some cute little songs to the
great.
Kids.
Sure.
You and Barney.
One thing I feel is that... I really need to stress to the kids that they can be anything they want when they grow up. And I tell them, no, I'm serious. They can be doctors or lawyers. Mm-hmm. Or and I say it's fun to use your imagination. So I tell the kids that they can be a superhero if they want.
Oh, very nice.
Any kind of superhero they want.
Isn't that cute?
They can even make up their very own superheroes.
Okay.
So I play this. This is for all the kids. Seriously, if there's kids listening, it's just for them. This is really not for adults. If I could be a superhero, I would be Awesome Man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be Awesome Man. Yeah. When I say kids, now you know. We all know that when people offer you drugs and alcohol, like me, you just say no, right? If I could be a superhero, I would be a drug-free boy, telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I take all the junkies getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burn them alive, I would squeal with joy. 'Cause I would be drug free boy. If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all the foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude. And I have the kids imagine what superhero they would be. They could be any superhero. If you could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with 3 kids and no job to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob, you could skin them and drain them of blood so they die. Especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease. Let him die of the plague. As long as they suffered for their horrible lie. Especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me.
Steven Lynch!
There you go. That one's for the kids.
I like that.
That's cute. You could just picture them all running around like they're flying, listening to the song with their cute little
blankets,
costumes on. Yeah, a little cape, a little cape stuff. Cape. Sure.
Yes. Maybe iron on some letters under their little PJs.
Yeah.
It seems like every hole in my body is exploding every liquid imaginable.
Okay. Tell everyone, the radio station Austin's been waiting for is here. The Juice 1370.
The most important thing for people to know.
This holiday season, don't just think of Albertsons as your holiday grocery store, but as your holiday deli for delicious holiday party trays and appetizers, and your holiday bakery for yummy holiday cookies, cakes, and pies, and your holiday florist and gift store for fresh flowers, fruit baskets, and all your holiday wrapping and cards. And, of course, your holiday wine shop for a sensational selection of wines and champagnes. Albertsons, it's your store for the holidays.
Hurry into your neighborhood Albertsons this week and save on fresh boneless petite beef sirloin steak or bonus packs of boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $1.98 a pound. Also, don't forget to pick up bulk russet potatoes, only 39 cents a pound. And you'll find special holiday savings with 3-liter bottles of Coke, Sprite, or Dr. Pepper. Regular or diet, only 99 cents. Plus Campbell's tomato or chicken noodle soup in 10.5-ounce cans, 2 for $1. Prices valid through January 1st. Some limits apply.
Albertsons, it's your store for the holidays.
A food
Monday night, it's a sure thing at Serrano's.
Adam Gonzalez on 2-for-1 Mondays at Cafe Serrano's.
2-for-1 Mondays, enchiladas or chili rellenos. The season is here and the weather is perfect. Your choice of Serrano's great enchiladas, fresh and hot, or our chili relleno, handmade and overstuffed. 2-for-1 Monday nights at Serrano's, a sure thing at any of Cafe Serrano's, including Lincoln Village and Highway 620. Buy one dinner and the second is on us at Cafe Serrano's.
2-for-1 Mondays at all 9 Cafe Serrano's locations.
Food, fun, family thing, a sure thing, Serrano's.
Hey, look, fellas, a penny from heaven.
Good one, Dime.
Of all the luck. I thought I was going to get a Texas Lottery scratch game, but instead I get thrown into this fountain.
Buddy, down here, we all want to scratch.
We've got a little trouble. This movie night, we should be scratching. Not just flying around in some old fountain such as this. We've more than scratchings and we've more than fun. We have lots of trouble, so this is where my ship away. And in the middle, our coins scatter heads. It doesn't matter just so long as we can scratch for you. We got the edges and we use it. Grab a coin and sweat the music. Leaves you with just nothing left to do. Dead and scratch game. We can win you a ton. There were prizes. More winners, more time. More prizes. More winners. More fun.
With more winning scratch games out there, it's no wonder everyone's itching to scratch. Play Jingle Bucks 2 today and you can win up to $100,000.
Little old lady who lives in a shoe.
Yes, ma'am. This is Mitsubishi Motors calling.
Yes.
I understand you have so many children you don't know what to do.
That's the story.
Yeah, I read it. Well, you might be interested in knowing that Mitsubishi's all-new Lancer has the most passenger room in its class.
Hey, we live in a shoe. Do you think we can afford a new car?
I know you can, because the all-new Lancer you can get for zero down, zero interest, zero payments until 2003.
Are you telling me a fairy tale?
Welcome to my life.
That could save a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe you can move into a nice boot.
I'm thinking a hat.
Shoot the moon, baby.
Yeah.
And the Mitsubishi Lancer is loaded with features like 100-watt CD stereo, AC, power windows, and more, all for under 14 grand.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what Miss Muffet said.
Is she getting one?
As soon as she gets off her tuffet.
Right now you can buy Mitsubishi's all-new 2002 Lancer for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003. Hurry, this deal ends soon. The passenger room claim provided by Edmunds.com. Call 1-888-MITSU-2002 or visit MitsubishiCars.com for more information.
Hey, you should call Humpty Dumpty.
He's not well.
Some nightclubs say, no shirt, no service. At Landing Strip Gentlemen's Club, we say, great service, no shirts! At Landing Strip, you'll find great food, nightly manager drink specials, and beautiful women. Bachelors, ready to tie one on before you tie the knot? Bachelor parties are our specialty with no cover for you or your guests. The Landing Strip opens at 11 weekdays, noon on weekends, and stays open until 2 a.m. Right now, enjoy $3.99 lunch specials with $10 dances from 11 till 3 weekdays. Days. 2-for-1 table dances Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays while the football games are on. And football madness on Sunday and Monday means no cover and $10 table dances until 10 p.m. Plus, shot specials and $1.99 appetizers and burgers during the game. The Landing Strip is on 183, a quarter mile north of Highway 71. The Landing Strip. Great service. No shirt.
Check out the weekday specials in December. $3 long necks from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Choose from 5 $3.99 lunch specials, including steak and seafood from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And $10 dances all day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Every day should bring you joy. Experience it at Joy of Austin. Joy of Austin, featuring over 300 of the most beautiful entertainers in the state of Texas, performing for you 7 days a week. Monday morning, have a smile on your face, because every Sunday night at Joy of Austin, you can get $10 dance specials till midnight. Dine in style on 99-cent steak and fries, and enjoy happy hour with 99-cent beer till 8 p.m. That's every Sunday night at Joy of Austin. Joy offers a 5-star menu with incredible daily lunch specials, like the 99-cent Super Value menu, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day of the week. Happy hour is 7 days a week from 6 to 8 p.m. But the best thing about Joy of Austin? Yeah, the beautiful women. Feel the joy. You deserve it. At Joy of Austin. Located at 3105 North I-35, exit 250. Call 218-8012 or explore joy on the web at joyofaustin.com. Joy of Austin. Always hiring beautiful women.
I'm gonna keep on moving. One stop, now I'm on my way. I'm gonna keep on moving. With precision tuned auto care, I'm on my way.
It squeaks and grinds and pulls to the right when you hit the brakes. Sound familiar? Then stop into Precision Tuned Auto Care while you still can. Our technicians are certified to work on today's complex braking systems at prices that'll make you stop and take notice. And we'll guarantee our brakes for as long as you own your car. Precision Tune Auto Care. Quality service guaranteed.
With Precision Tune Auto Care, I'm on my way.
Precision Tune Auto Care is your full-service automotive center. Stop in at any of their 7 Austin area locations for the best value around. Precision Tune Auto Care. We fix cars guaranteed.
See center manager for warranty details.
If you love Laura...
How does that make you feel?
And Rushy...
I disagree with that.
You won't like us.
Good timing for the Jets. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Golnick, and here's what's happening. The Jets can wrap up a playoff spot if they beat Buffalo on Sunday, and they're going to have quarterback Aaron Glenn back in the lineup. He's missed the last 3 games with a sprained right knee, but he is healthy enough to give it a go. The Chiefs have agreed to terms on a 3-year deal with wide receiver Reggie Jones. He's been with San Diego for the last year and a half. And Detroit rookie quarterback Mike McMahon may have to sit out practice because of a sprained right foot. He suffered that injury during the Lions' loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday. Now, if team doctors give McMahon the green light to play, Coach Marty Morningwick said he won't hesitate to start him against the Bears, even if he isn't able to practice at full strength. In the NBA, the Nuggets have called a 7 o'clock Eastern Time press conference. They will address the future of Coach Dan Issel, who met today with GM Kiki Vandeweghe amid speculation that Issel will announce his resignation. Well, Bill Cartwright, former Bulls center and current assistant coach with the team said to be the leading candidate to become the permanent coach in Chicago. Assistant Bill Berry makes his debut as interim coach of the Bulls tonight when they take on the Grizzlies. And the Wizards place guard Richard Hamilton on the injured list. He's got a pulled groin. Hamilton likely will miss up to a month of action. Now the Wizards, they are going for franchise history tonight as they try to win 10 in a row for the first time. They'll visit the Charlotte Hornets. In college football, BYU running back Luke Staley, the nation's top running back, expected to announce today he's giving up his final year of eligibility and entering the NFL draft. Florida backup quarterback Brock Berlin is likely heading downstate, reportedly very close to transferring to the University of Miami. His mother said he is heavily leaning toward the Hurricanes, although he is also considering Texas Tech. Regardless of where he goes, he'll have to sit out next season. That's the latest Sporting News Flash. I'm Michael Golnick.
It's Don and Mike. Listen to us weekdays from 10 to 2 on The Juice, 1370.
It's Opie and Anthony on The Juice, 1370.
That could work. Oh, my God. The disgusting, retarded Charlie's Angels. And Bosley.
I'm in.
Angels, I have a mission for you. Disgust Opie and Anthony at all costs, all the time, forever, forever, ever.
Anthony.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
That Anthony from Vital, he don't need you guys no more. You know, he's a big shot. He's going on other shows on WNEW, plugging his show.
What other show you go on?
The sports guys called me the other morning.
That's okay. They called me, brother. They called me.
Yeah.
I didn't call them.
Now you don't need them anymore. You
that's
know,
not
you're
true.
You're a big tough guy. You get loud with them.
That's all
Opie's,
right.
Opie's letting you. You know, he's giving you enough room to hang yourself.
What's your name?
It doesn't matter if you want my name.
You come see me at the road show tomorrow night, too.
Oh, my God. Come see me.
Do you want to beat people up? Because we'll make that happen on the stage.
We'll have a punching booth.
All
people right. Just come in and
you know
punch
I have a
you.
Bad ankle. I'll try my best.
No, you want people just to come on stage and beat you up?
No.
Listen, because you know what? I won't come there by myself. I'll come there with like 40 people I know, and we'll all pummel you together.
There you go.
Bring it on. We need, like, can we, like, I don't know. We need to do something with him.
I tell you, hang out
over
with
here. I'll
we shoot, annoying. Like, can we shoot paintballs at you
yes.
on stage?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, you can shoot paintballs.
I need a paintball company.
Well, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You
wait a minute.
Said yes.
But am I protected at all?
Like, you guys, wait. You get goggles and a cup. That's it.
You're so cocky.
We're going to shoot the paintballs
at you. Shoot paintballs at me. Shoot paintballs at me.
And he has no clue.
He doesn't.
You have no idea.
How far away?
You
no, I don't. Actually, I've never been shot.
Don't matter. We could shoot you at 200 yards. You'd still hurt.
Still going to hurt?
Yeah. It'll hurt
no.
a lot.
You want, well, you know, you're the one that's, it's up to you guys. You don't like me in here anymore. If I get a free pass from now on to come in here whenever I want.
We didn't invite you.
You'll be very injured.
My last gun did 125 feet per second.
It hurts. It hurts, man. Did you see Jackass?
No.
Did you see what his legs looked like?
No.
It raised welts the size of half dollars, no. And they were black.
Forget about it. I don't feel like getting maimed. If you're going to go far enough, I'll...
Oh, you got to know what you're getting into.
Oh, you're a pussy.
Only in
I
the
knew
butt.
It.
Only in the butt.
In the ass?
Yeah.
You act all brave on the radio. You're a pussy.
I'll take it. We'll do it. How many shots? How many shots?
20.
Absolutely oh. not. You're an ass.
How about a game of asses up at the road show?
He What's goes that? How many shots? You know what? One shot would do it.
So then you know what?
Cry like a little girl.
You know what?
Stage.
I bet you I won't.
John, what's up?
Yeah, this guy, well, the other day I was looking to the sports guys, I listen to him every day, and he's on there, and they had some guy who was coming in who was going to be all drunk and hammered.
Maddie.
Because he hadn't drunk for God knows how long. But he was there, and he said, oh, you know what, I'll do you guys a favor. I'll drive this guy home, I'll give him my limo, and he was plugging his company out the ass.
I'm allowed. They called me. You got a problem with that?
No, they didn't call you. Yes, you were there.
How
you
do you know they didn't call? How
there?
Do you know they didn't call me? 6:30 in the morning, they woke me up out of sleep. All right, scum?
Whatever, man. You're a C-dumb Chuck. Later.
All right, scum. All of a sudden, he turned into T.J. Hooker.
I know. Look how brave you are.
Okay, scum.
No, but you know, he doesn't
you're
know
busted,
the facts.
Scum.
They woke me up at 6:30 in the morning.
I don't care if you're on a show.
You, no, don't you
don't. Have fun with
T.J. Hooker. You're busted, scum.
They put on a good show. I don't care.
You know what? So then what are you trying to say? You don't want me here to go with them?
You don't add anything to our show. Well, I hope maybe they'll have better luck.
Dan from Hoboken. Of course, Rick wants to do asses up. Goddamn, Dan.
Let me get Psycho Mark on the air. Psycho Mark.
Have you talked to your doctor about Stacker 2?
There it is.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Dude, I got my paintball gun. I'm going to freeze some paintballs, and I'll have that thing shooting around 300 feet per second.
He ain't doing it.
It'll leave welts on his back like grapefruit.
I got my paintball gun.
He's backing out now.
Five shots. I'll give you five
Anthony,
shots.
You are such a wimp. Why don't you stand like a man and take 20 shots right in the sack?
You know what? Okay.
We only need
I'll take shots.
He said he'll take five shots. Five shots will do the trick.
Yeah, but from how far away? I know you'll be point blank. You'll put it on my skin and shoot me.
Ben?
Dude, not only that, Mark has like the top of the line paintball gun.
Yeah.
This thing is like...
You have never been
five hit. Shots, I'll
have
do
you
it.
Ever been hit by a
No, I have not. I'll do it.
You're so stupid. See, this guy, Dan from Jersey, is a genius. He actually has a solution. Why not kill two birds with one stone? Put the hair paint in the paintball guns and shoot Limo Anthony in the head.
So it'll stick.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. People coming up with ideas for you. And we want to do one of these ideas tomorrow night.
Okay.
Doug from Springfield.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey. Hey, Doug.
Perfect thing for Limo Anthony.
Yeah.
Human, dartboard.
No.
Oh, come on.
But you can round off the edge of the darts a little bit.
Can't throw some darts at you?
All right. Those big lawn darts, how's that?
Hold on, we'll make it
the one's a kill.
Doug, you're on to something. I'm going to hang up on you because
okay.
we need to do some wheeling and dealing now.
Okay, bye.
I wasn't even coming tomorrow night.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah. Listen.
Go ahead.
You need plugs for your stupid business, right? That is floundering.
It's not floundering. It's doing
only
right,
reason,
it's
only
very well.
Here, and the only reason you're starting to call the sports guys. Let's be honest. Okay.
You're wrong.
If you become a human dartboard, we could negotiate here.
Okay.
Plugs for darts. Plugs for darts. Right, Ant? What are we going to do, though? Actually throw darts into them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll protect your spine.
Oh, thanks.
I've seen this done before.
Yeah.
But it's done by those guys that put the blockheads that put the nails in their nose and
mm-hmm.
put the vice grips on their nipples and whatnot.
You really want to hurt me?
No, I want to see you, you know...
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
I just want to see you jump around in pain for a little bit.
I'll do the paintballs. I'll do the paintballs.
I don't think they're going to allow that, though, obviously.
Yeah.
Darts, though, very easy.
We could do it here.
Now.
How about you take one from a potato gun?
That could kill him.
A potato.
Every once in a while, when I think it's just going to be nice to me, it just goes over the edge. I'll take the darts.
You'll take the darts?
I'll take one dart.
How could you dart?
I'll put it. Do I get to protect myself in all my vital areas?
Man, you want
to
be loved.
Vital areas.
You want to be loved so bad.
I actually didn't mean to. Shut up, man.
He wants to be loved so bad.
I'm surprised he didn't come in here with a bandage and an eye patch.
You'll take darts?
I'm not allowed in here. My girlfriend, never mind.
Your girlfriend won't allow you in here? Why?
She thinks you're over the edge.
Oh. Hey, we got some darts right now.
Well, when she becomes of age, she'll understand what the show's all about.
She's 24.
Here, I got darts right now. We don't have to wait for the road show.
right.
Let me see one of those.
Oh, my God.
For each dart that hits your back, we'll plug your web.
Absolutely not.
Why?
One plug? That's nothing.
No, there's four darts. Ant gets two, I get two. Give me one of those. Let me see how the tips
are. They're not even that sharp, Ant. Look.
Let's see. Feel. Oh, that's nothing. These things are worn down.
You had a hairy back. You got enough protection.
Barely get a quarter inch in you. Here's the deal.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. Right. For each dart we throw, we plug your company. Okay? If we get one to stick, which is possible, and a stick is like it sticks and then falls out, five plugs. Five plugs for your company.
Get out of here. Look what you're aiming at.
What do you think?
What? Let's do it.
We'll do it?
Yeah, let me go get...
All right, someone's got to... I aimed for the wood. I hit the wood. Don't throw the dart back. Did you see? Look at the mark on the wood.
I know you did.
I aimed for that, my friend. All right, here's the deal, because this guy needs plugs bad.
I don't need plugs. Fine.
Listen, listen. No, Rick, you got to listen. We need to figure out how to protect the spine. That is really crucial.
Spine.
Gee, thanks. Just the spine. These aren't even going to go in. They're too blunt.
You got any hammerheads?
Mine's going in. Yours is going in. And something to protect his spine. We'll take a break, and you're going to take darts to the back, right? Next?
I'll take darts to the back.
All right. What? If it hits a rib, he could get quite an infection in the bone.
Who cares? It's him.
Well, I know.
That's not nice. Why? Why? What have I ever done to you?
Trust me, I will take great pleasure in this.
Wow.
I could get
God damn, is he tall.
I could hit his pinky from here. Mitch from Survivor's here. He's got to be 7'4".
Oh, my God.
He's
throw one at me, too?
We forgot to tell everyone. Mitch from Survivor.
Yes.
Australian Outback is here. And Stephen Lynch is here. He just showed up. And we're throwing darts at you next. Finally, we got a show. Keith, what's up?
Hey, you probably shouldn't go for his back. It might hurt something. But the place you could go for is throw him right at his ass.
Why not his back?
Well, you got
I'm a little worried about the back, too.
With the spine and everything.
What if we kill him?
if we paralyze him
and he's still rolling in a wheelchair going, hey, no, I don't take it personally, guys. You know, it's cool. I still like you. You need anything? All right, Keith, let's see if he's up for that.
Peace out.
All right. Listen. On a respirator.
We're going to have to throw him at your ass like a game of asses up.
I'm not happy about it, and I'm sure you're not, but it's safer that way.
Fine. Shoot for cork. Fine.
Who's going to shoot for cork? You're going to have to pull your pants down.
No. Absolutely not.
You got to...
No.
We're going to enjoy that.
I'm having a hard time just listening to Opie ask Limo Anthony to pull his pants down.
No!
The
darts will go right through the pants.
They'll go right through my skin.
You're going to be covered up.
Get a grip. It's either this cloth or none at all.
No, the back, if we're doing the back, then you got to take your shirt off.
No. I know I'm not happy with this, but we're not throwing it through a suit.
Why? No, not a jacket. What's wrong with the shirt?
I'll take the shirt off. I got a t-shirt.
Nah, it's got to be the back. Just bare back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No.
All right. No plugs. Ever?
You get plugs anyway.
You'll never get another plug.
Never get a plug.
It's not like
ever.
It's armor. Because now you're backing out. Everyone was counting on, you know, hearing you get darts to the back. And now you're, like, you know, fooling around with the rules of the game. Ant, help me out here.
Come on, Ant.
What, bare back?
Yeah, it has
What's
to be
What's the difference
you have
bare
the
back and
for the
shirt?
Most it'll wine bottles
more.
In my limo.
You think it'll hurt
that.
More? I don't think it's going to effing matter. Tell you the truth. Once it goes through the shirt, which it will, it's the same thing. It's not like it's armor.
You're going to hurt me.
You just got to throw it harder.
Well,
make sure it goes through.
Because
Steve's trying to get video for the website. It'll just be...
I don't want that on a website.
Whatever. No plugs ever.
Ever.
Ever. We'll even change the codes. We usually change the codes when we, like, fire someone. We'll just change them.
So this is it. Either I walk out and never be with you guys again or have to get darts thrown on my bare back.
Yeah. Darts on the bare back.
T-shirt.
This guy's saying that he threw darts at his friend and punctured his kidney.
You got two.
That rocks.
This is just
rocks. It does rock.
This is just reminiscent of Eddie Haskell and Lumpy. I swear to God.
Come on, B.
Lumpy is Eddie Haskell.
What kind of?
And poor Anthony is Lumpy.
What kind of? To use the term from yesterday, Anthony. What kind of underpants do you have? Boxers?
No, I'm
disturbed.
Pains.
See, I don't want to see that either.
I don't want you to see it.
If you had the boxers, it was doable, right, Garrett? Stinky?
Oh, my God.
Trying to call you by your real name. It's a little weird, I know. All right, Anthony.
I'm just saying, whatever he wants to do, shirt or no shirt, I mean,
shirt's got to be off. Because we got to make sure we're not hitting your spine or anything crazy.
Oh, for that reason? Well, that's good then.
Okay, yeah, so that way we can
pick our target.
No,
because I want to see him topless.
No, I just thought because you wanted it to hurt more, but I'm just
thinking
that
too.
Hurt the same. Once it goes through the shirt, it's over.
And it'll just be funny to see his stupid hairy back.
And you don't want to ruin your shirt.
There's so many laughs involved with this.
No, I mean,
has
no,
a really
just revenge on you for 2.5 years to get me back.
I'm going to enjoy this.
I know you.
And we're going to do it next. So get ready.
Do we have the spine protector? Yeah. So now we're going just back?
Oh, he's taking the shirt off.
Don't take the shirt off until we're ready.
What kind of spine protector is that?
Dude, you're giving us a lot of credit. That thing's like just as thick as his spine.
Now, wait a minute.
Any deviation either way, and he's still
out. You know what? 5 plugs is not enough. I want unlimited plugs whenever I can.
No.
Like Lewis Black.
No.
Come on, I've done a lot.
It's not like you got arrested. We're just going to throw darts at
you. You know, come close.
Lewis Black was in a jail cell for 28 hours or whatever it was.
You know that.
But you did it.
Almost. All right.
See, you got to understand, you don't do this. No plugs ever. You do this, you get lots of plugs today. And then you'll be known as the dart guy.
What about plugs in the future?
Possibly.
Always have my mic on at all times?
Annoying laugh, dart guy.
No, we cannot agree to having your mic on at all times.
Mic on at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Always shut it off.
No, you're playing with the rules.
We're on.
All right. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
There will always be retarded idiots to entertain us with their stupidity. Mindless, crotch-grabbing Anthony. Mindless, crotch-grabbing Anthony. People grabbing their crotches.
Our transmitter has more juice. Real talk and Texas sports. The Juice 1370.
Mother's Window Tint. 4 days only. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Drastic reductions on all car stereo and auto security. Save up to 40%. Emergency stock liquidation at Mother's Window Tint. Sony, Pioneer, JVC, Nakamichi, Kenwood, Servevega, JBL, Barracuda, and Code Alarm. Subwoofers on sale. No time limit layaway. Make your car go thump, thump, thump. Mother Thump. Sale ends Saturday, 6 p.m. Bring your Christmas cash. If Santa didn't bring you what you really wanted, then go to Mother's Window Tint, because we've got what you really want. We've got it all. Code Alarm, SureStart LX. Start your car from 500 feet away. Save $50. This is your final chance for 2001 prices. You can also get the Barracuda, marked down to just $299. Sale ends Saturday at 6 p.m. Mother's Window Tint. All stores open till 6 p.m. Saturday. Do it at Mother's and save!
Weakest Link is coming 5 days a week.
Back up the questions, back up the face. Back up the blank looks on their face. Cause every day's a week.
Who wandered in here by mistake?
Five days a week.
Who's starring in Honey, I Shrunk My Brain?
Everybody turn on your brain.
Adios.
Or you'll be taking the walk.
Sayonara. Goodbye. George Gray hosts Weakest Link 5 days a week.
Weakest Link coming to KI January 7th.
When we come to work every day here at KI, my colleagues and I have one goal.
To serve you by covering the news in Austin and Central Texas with a special focus on how that news affects you.
We go into the community every day to report on the stories that affect you, your family and friends, and where you live.
It's not just our job, it's a promise from us to you. We're KI News.
Your eye on Austin.
Teresa Rodriguez and Jim Bergamo, only on KI News.
You still haven't gotten your groove on at the Palladium, Austin's premier urban nightclub? You gotta be out of your mind if you think you can find a better time anywhere in Austin than you can at the Palladium, North Austin's newest high-energy dance club. Just tell me what other Austin nightclub has five, count them, five dance floors, two elevated lofts, three bars, a shot bar, pool tables, and some of the most phenomenal drink specials you can find. The Palladium has got Kamikazes for $1.75, Sex on the Beach for 69 cents, and Miller High Life and Red Dog for just $1.75 anytime. The Palladium, located at 13800 Dragline Drive. Take I-35 North, exit left on Howard Lane, right on Turbine, and follow the spotlights. And ladies, be ready to be treated like a queen, because the Palladium has free valet for all females. The Palladium is 21 and up. Doors open at 8. Call them for more information at 498-7346. That's 498-7346. And don't forget, dress to impress. The Palladium is now open Thursday through Sunday with 325 well drinks and 275 bottled beers anytime. It's the Palladium, baby.
Real talk and Texas sports. KJCE Rollingwood, Austin. The Juice 1370.
You deserve a break. Specialist, we are Austin's break. Specialist for break. Specialist, you like what we do.
Call me a skeptic, but I won't believe in a Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, or even Little Green Men from Mars until you bring me one and they shake my hand. And I don't believe in $99 brake jobs either. Hi, this is Johnny Whitlock, president of Brake Specials Plus. Some of our competitors have been telling tall tales about what they actually charge for brake job. Now they're ready to admit that their $99 brake job really cost about $250 to $300. Are they telling you this because they care? More likely it's because their business practices are catching up with them. At Brake Specials Plus, we don't do business like that. We give you a fair price up front, and the work is performed by certified technicians guaranteed. Brake Specials Plus, Total Car Care Centers. We do brakes and a whole lot more.
You deserve a brake specialist. We are Austin's brake specialist. We're brake specialists. You like what we do.
Austin's finest car salesman is hiding out a little north of town. Ray Barlow has been selling cars for 6 years, and he's sold hundreds of vehicles to people just like you. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Ray can now be found at Barrett Mitsubishi just a little north of Austin on I-35, exit Chandler Road in Georgetown. Ray moved north so he could serve you better. The combination of a great Mitsubishi product, a huge inventory of new Galants, Eclipses, Montero Sports, and only the finest used car and truck inventory makes a trip to Barrett Mitsubishi worth your while. The chance to work with an honest, caring salesperson is the icing on the cake. Ray promises to be friendly, informative, and without any high-pressure tactics. So if you're in the market for a new Mitsubishi or just looking for an honest deal on a high-quality used car, call Ray Barlow today. Call 531-5090 or drop by the dealership and be sure to ask for Ray Barlow. Barrett Mitsubishi has all the special financing features you'd expect for new and used vehicles. The difference is the Ray Barlow experience. Call Ray Barlow today, 531-5090. All programs subject to final credit approval.
Broadcasting live from the Testosterone Tower, KJCE Rollingwood, Austin. Real talk and Texas sports. The Juice 1370.
Exposé is Austin's premier gentleman's club, and you know why?
It could be sexually arousing.
Beautiful women. Every Sunday and Monday, it's football madness at Exposé. There's no cover until 10 o'clock, with shot specials throughout the game and $1.99 food specials. Plus, enjoy all the action on 10 screens, while the dances are only 10 bucks during football madness.
I'm so hot.
Seeing is believing at Exposé. Exposé at 3615 South Congress. The Show Palace knows the best things in life are free, so how about a free lunch? Every Wednesday until 2 p.m., your lunch is free at the Show Palace.
The Show Palace is the largest totally exposed cabaret in Austin, featuring the most beautiful women and great entertainers from the hottest magazines. The Show Palace is 18 and over, but remember, the Show Palace is BYOB. Enjoy Ladies' Night this Thursday night. Ladies' Night Thursday and $20 dances nightly only.
At the Show Palace, 501 East Ben White.
Escorted ladies get in free Thursdays.
Does this sound far too familiar? If you share the bed with a snorer, chances are you're more tired than you should be. If you've poked, elbowed, and jabbed to no avail, your significant other could be one of the 1 in 4 Americans that suffer from a sleep disorder. These sleep disorders include chronic snoring, sleep apnea, insomnia, and at least 80 other known sleep disorders. Left untreated, sleep disorders can result in high blood pressure, heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. But now there's help. SleepCore. The sleep specialists have been providing sleep diagnostics and treatment since 1992. SleepCore's board-certified sleep physicians can help you and your significant other get the good night's rest that you both need. And nearly every major insurance will cover your visit. Don't poke, elbow, and jab your way through another sleepless night.
Call SleepCore at 485-7150. That's 485-7150. 485-7150. SleepCore, your solution to a better night's sleep.
Weakest Link is coming 5 days a week.
5,000 questions, 5,000 days. 5,000 blank looks on their face. Cause every day's a week.
Who wandered in here by mistake?
Five days a week.
Who's starring in Honey? I Shrunk My Brain.
Everybody turn on your brain.
Obvious.
Or you'll be taking the walk of
shame. Au revoir. Sayonara.
Goodbye. George Gray hosts Weakest Link 5 days a week.
Weakest Link coming to KI January 7th.
When we come to work every day here at KI, my colleagues and I have one goal.
To serve you by covering the news in Austin and Central Texas with a special focus on how that news affects you.
We go into the community every day to report on the stories that affect you, your family and friends, and where you live.
It's not just our job, it's a promise from us to you. We're KI News.
Your eye on Austin.
Teresa Rodriguez and Jim Bergamo, only on KI News.
You were thinking it. We're just not afraid to say it. Real talk and Texas sports. The Juice 1370. It's Opie and Anthony on the Juice 1370.
Show is turning out to be better than yesterday. Remember what that guy said earlier? He said we should go home because we're not going to beat yesterday's show. We took on the challenge, and it's shaping up to be a good one today.
Is that your dart throwing music?
Yeah.
Good.
I love the Crows. All right, here's the deal. Wait, I want to say something to you.
We'll get to you in a second.
See what I'm saying, Mitch?
Yeah, I understand that.
Constant attention is needed.
How long would he have lasted on the island?
Oh, man.
Hard to say.
Hey. Maybe a day. No.
If he was the one that fell in the fire, they'd have left him in there.
Thanks, Ed.
Ouch.
Or heated himself. Yeah, right. Without a doubt.
You could have turned into Lord of the Flies.
You could have heated the whole camp with that blubber.
Sorry, sushi boy.
Whatever. Imagine him running after the pig instead of Mike to feed everyone on the island.
Would have gone hungry.
Got you.
Oh, man.
All right. As you can hear, Anthony is sharpening.
Wait a minute.
Sharpening
Come
the
on.
Dart.
Yeah. Oh.
Anthony's been sharpening the darts for, I don't know, since we started commercial.
Let me feel it.
Let me feel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a dart.
All right, here. Give him to Stink so he could sterilize them.
These things had been blunted for a while.
Oh. Wait, I'll get to you in a second. I'm going around the room. You're last.
Stephen Lynch is in.
Not Blade, son. Stephen Lynch is in the studio, Anthony.
Need a limo?
Say?
Oh, yes, God.
Wait a minute.
Hey. I could capitalize on this.
Yeah, if you put a tarp in the back seat so the blood spurting from your orifices doesn't get all over me.
Oh, here's, we got some tape of the limo pulling up to pick up Stephen.
Wow, that doesn't sound like a limo, but what the hell?
Maybe it is. Also, Mike DiNicola in the studio. We haven't seen him in a while.
Very nice to
Where be. Have you been, man?
I was on the road.
On the road?
I was doing all the horrible radio spots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay?
Yeah.
Hey.
Murphy in the morning.
Is that where they just go, you know, they say, hey, Mike DiNicola's in the studio, and then they want
Mike
you to be funny for 10 straight minutes, and then they have to cut you off because they have a weather break?
Yeah, exactly. It was the really angry guy who's been there for 40 years,
yeah.
And he's got the two sidekicks that hate him.
Let's go to the weather. It's
going
to be cold.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What do you think about the pack?
Oh, they look good. They look good. Yeah, they sure do.
They sure do.
I've been a cheesehead for years.
But it's, you're being too genial. They're really angry at each other. You walk in the studio and it feels like you're in trouble. Like, why does everybody hate each other?
Oh, really? Like, mommy and daddy have been fighting?
Yeah. Because they've been stuck in Green Bay for 40 years.
Yeah. Well, the two sidekicks were young and they were cool. But the Murphy guy was just this evil, hateful guy.
It's always the way.
Yeah. And then he was like, so why don't you just be funny? You think you can handle that? I'm like, I don't need this at 6:30 in the morning.
So what'd you say? Yeah, how much do you make? What does your wife look like? Right? Yeah, I bet. That's always a good one.
That's a good call.
That shuts right up my Tina Cola.
We learned that today. Also in studio, Mitch from Survivor.
Hey.
The 7-foot white guy.
Right.
Great way to describe.
Well,
that's the end.
An ex-Harlem Globetrotter hopeful.
Yeah, we learned that about him.
That's
so
a good
far,
way to intro him.
Yeah. Also, annoying laugh, Anthony, from top-notch limousine.
Need a town car, Mitch?
I may. I'll have to get your card.
Cool.
Oh, once you got the card,
you're done.
It's a tracking device. Right. He actually put an electronic tracking devices in his cards when he gives them out. I know where you are. If you take him up on his offer, just like make sure he picks you up about a block or two from your house.
Okay.
That's so wrong.
Anthony on the phone, what's up?
Hey, Limo Anthony, you douche dyke. I got a question for you.
Thank you, sir.
You want to update your website? It still says Opie and Anthony FM Talks.
I know. It's okay.
FM Talks?
For 2 years. I've been working with them for 2.5 years. I don't have time. That means I'm busy.
Oh, yeah. What did you make your website on? MyFirstAOLWebpage.com?
Microsoft.
Hey, that's good.
Get him in the eye. Leave the creatures, baby.
All right, cool. Look at everything he's got on his website for Top Notch Limo. A home, about us, special events, vehicles, reservations, rates, references, corporate accounts, email us, and links. Serious emails only, people. Here it is.
You know what? Don't do that, because they're going to just bang it out now.
Imagine yourself and your guests being whisked away for an elegant evening in a prestigious limousine. Well, then call someone else other than Top Notch Limo on your way to your special occasion. We cater to your special day at Top Notch Limousine. Imagine being pampered by the most professional, friendly, well-groomed, and discreet chauffeurs in the industry.
Well-groomed,
you're losing your hair, you got back hair.
I'm not the driver!
And big sweat stains on your arms. What are you doing, giving out Yankee crankies in the back of that thing?
I'm not the driver!
Good chuck.
Top Notch can and will fulfill any of your transportation needs. Let us take you into the new millennium in the style you deserve.
Don't joke! Ching, ching, hurrah, Top Notch Rimmel, where you want to go?
Top Notch Rickshaw.
You get a hot crotch limo. Hot crotch limo. Top Notch Limousine is the official transportation company of the Opie and Anthony radio show.
Oh, it is?
Oh, really?
It's not. Okay.
Hey, are these retroactive plugs right here?
Coming soon, Top Notch Calendar Girls and Top Notch Sports Picks.
That's what
for your entertainment
That's
pleasure.
That was a year ago. That's what we're doing, a calendar contest.
Yeah, all right.
You know what?
Are the darts ready? Because I can't wait anymore. Top Notch Limo, we have tires. Bill, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Which is like, oh, my God.
Bill.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey.
What are you guys doing?
Let's make your fantasies of a fairy tale wedding come true. Our chauffeurs will arrive on time. That's your big selling point for your wedding. Gee, thanks. We're really going out on a limb.
You know,
not a minute early.
And we'll offer the best in discreet and courteous service.
Why are you killing me?
Courteous service to make your entrance grand as your bride gets out of the bus.
What? Why are you killing me?
All right, door's opening. Look out.
He'll show up on time.
Congratulations, and a stand behind the yellow line, please.
No talking to the driver.
And you got porno links on there, yeah.
No.
The old Hot Shadows link is on there.
Gone. It's supposed to be gone.
By the way, Stephen Lynch will be playing some new songs for us on the show today after we get done with you.
Done with me?
Are we ready? Where's us?
No.
Where are the darts? Where's Stinky? Stinky? Who's got the poison tip darts?
Wow,
that's a good question.
This is sick, man.
Begging you to turn
this wrong?
What? I'm begging you to turn his mic on.
No, I didn't. I said get off the site. That's what I said.
Your mic's
on. That's what I was begging. No, it's not.
Get off the site. Let me tell you, you can't even get to Top Notch Limousine right now. TopNotchLimo.com. It's getting pounded. It's getting pounded.
Hey, Stink. Grab his mic for a minute. What do we do to sterilize
you? You just threw a pen at me, Anthony. Good job. I got two effing darts. I'm going to hurl at your back. The pen really hurt. Ooh. Go.
We burned them with a Bic lighter and then rubbed them down with alcohol. Sterile.
Sterile. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
I think we're ready.
Yes. I imagine everyone understands what's going on here. Annoying Laugh Anthony will be removing that sweat-stained shirt of his.
he'll be facing a wall, and we're throwing darts at his
head. You are just a cruel human being.
I know, and I love it.
You just
gave me a great compliment. Thank you.
I know that. You know it, too, and you love to see other people.
All right.
So Randy's telling me to double in, double out, but I think I'm just going to shoot for the cork.
Shoot for cork.
Well, hit me with your best shot.
All right, listen. So here's the deal. For every dart that hits you in the... How many darts are we allowed to throw at you?
Four.
Just four, that's it?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. For every dart that hits your back, you get a plug.
No. And whatever... No, whatever... And anything that sticks, I get 10 plugs.
Sticks?
No, five.
You can't change the rules now.
I heard five. You're talking hair now, right?
I heard
five. Go home. What are you
doing?
Go home.
I turn the stinky cam around. Where's Anthony going to stand?
He's going
to
stand over
there. So I want our listeners to be able to see this. Stand against the wall. Where are you going to be standing, Anthony?
Are we miking him?
Turn your...
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it's time to get up.
All right. Well, let him stand there. And then, Rick, adjust the camera quickly so I can take a look and make sure it's okay.
I'm good. I used to be on a league, man.
Hey. Of course, I was after like 12 beers before the first game started. I don't know how I play sober.
All right, take your shirt off.
No!
Stand just like this.
No, no, we got to make sure we don't hit the spine. That's the only reason.
Look at you.
That was nasty.
Look at this. Make sure you mic him because the noise that's going to come out of him.
These are really sharp now. I love it.
All right. Are we ready? Who's going to... Wait. Me and you got to get odds or evens for who takes the first shot.
Wants to finish it.
You bastard. All right, Ant goes first. You're going to throw from there? Yeah, this is like a pretty legit distance. All right.
Get out of here.
Turn around. Wait, we should give the visual. Hold on. Hold on, let's give the visual here. The tool is against the wall.
The tool? Don't call me a tool.
You know, I would avoid turning around like that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
He keeps winging his head around. Hey, make sure you don't...
Hey, did I mention...
My eye! Okay, his spine is covered. Lynch, your front.
But is it really covered?
Well, not...
I'm seeing like a little out of that left side. I could probably take out his foot.
Yeah, there is.
I think I see the nerve that goes to his foot.
Anthony, vertebrae 7 and 12 are exposed.
Yeah. Okay, Anthony gets... Stop moving.
Turn around, nasty back.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get a double lumbar for out.
No, don't bend down.
That's good. Maybe we could arc it in.
Anthony, move closer. No, this is how far a regulation dartboard is.
All right, go ahead.
And remember, if it doesn't hit your back, you don't get the plug.
Oh!
Is he bleeding?
Oh, there's a hole in his t-shirt.
Come on, man.
That was a great shot, man.
Oh, yeah. I put that right in the shoulder blade.
All right, wait.
Right in the effing shoulder blade.
All right, three to go.
This should be good. Opie's
pitching.
Wait, he gets a plug for that.
I forgot where I work. The pain.
Vital transportation. 1-800-GO-VITAL.
God, you are a puss.
All right.
You're taking
the mic.
All right, Opie.
Opie's pitching from the Little League mound, so this one's going to hurt a lot more.
Yeah, Opie is really close.
No, because I know what he's just saying. He's going
to... No, don't turn around like that, Anthony. He's going to put an eye out.
Don't stop.
I'm very injured.
Don't move your
head. Rick's pretty close, too.
Opie.
Wait, I want to go for...
No!
Don't.
All right. That's it. That's a tough shot, though. A little low.
Oh,
you suck. Oh, he nailed him in the love handle.
Man, he nailed me right in the love handle, man.
Wait. This is the most fun you can ever have.
You see that dart bounce off that love handle?
I get a plug, right?
Yeah, you get a plug.
It didn't even stick in.
No.
Top-notch limousines, 516-756-1663.
Oh, look at you.
Radio voice.
Shut
damn.
Up, Gina Cole.
Make it stick.
Make it stick.
Come on.
$10 if it sticks.
No! No! Come on, Ed. Oh! Oh!
It's caught! It's caught!
All right.
Wait. Hold on.
on. Hold on.
Ask the room officially for that one.
Wow.
No, no. It caught, but it didn't. We have blood. We've got blood.
You got one more.
You got one more. That's
you got blood.
Wait. You get five plugs.
Oh, good.
What do you want to do? You want to do them all at once? You want to spread them out?
He's bleeding. I'm bleeding. I got to need this shirt tonight. Come on.
Yeah, there's a little. Oh my God, he's
right,
hold on. All right, you can take a break. You need to take a breather. Oh my God.
He's
worried.
Did
you see it hang there for a couple of seconds before it fell out briefly? It caught.
All right.
He's worried about his T-shirt. I mean, he has a little blood in him.
So get him in the same spot.
He needs a shirt tonight.
It's already wrecked there.
What should I do, Sensei?
All right. Leave my fat rolls alone.
We're showing.
How's the anticipation at not knowing when it's actually coming?
It's the worst in the world, I'm telling you right now.
Isn't that terrible?
Opie. No, come on, Opie.
That's some really skillful shots here.
Opie, you could get...
Hold up! Should not look.
Come on!
Just wait.
Come on, no!
Shut up.
Rick, shut up. You make a great terrorist, Rick.
Shut up. You will talk.
Shut up.
You don't know when it's coming.
Three, two,
oh my God.
One. No.
Like when you go to throw the stick for the dog and he goes to chase it even though you didn't throw it.
I didn't throw it yet.
I have a go.
Can I get a request?
Yeah.
Can I come a regular character
shut
for
up.
The show?
What a tool.
Right,
definitely on three this time, all right?
Count it down.
Three, two, one.
No! You winged that.
No, wait.
Did he get the same spot?
He drew blood. I didn't draw blood, and it didn't stick. I didn't wing it. Wait. Hold on. Come back.
Hold on.
You can slide all those mics over now.
Holy Jesus.
What happened? Where'd he go?
Hold on. Get him back in here.
What did he get all mad at?
Get back in here. All right, he's coming back in here.
You drew blood,
and he threw it really hard, and it was two of them. You threw it at the same time.
I didn't
you
throw
five of them at
Anthony, I swear to you, I did not throw another dart. I threw two darts.
Who threw the other dart?
I don't know.
Someone else in the room.
Mitch?
It wasn't Mitch. He's blaming Mitch.
I wanted to throw one.
No.
I wanted to throw one. I didn't get to. Let me see. Pull the shirt down so we can see the...
No,
I'm serious. Let me see.
It's a hole.
Let's see the actual wound.
Yeah. We got to see the actual wound.
I don't want to take my back.
Well, just pull the shirt up or something.
Let the prisoner go, Rick.
You're sweating. There's beads of sweat.
You're free.
Try sitting there while I'm throwing darts.
Do not remember
the hatred
faces.
On me.
All right. So how many plugs?
I get 10 plugs. And I'll pick and choose when I want to use them.
Oh.
Wait, there was not 10.
10?
You got.
There's no way.
Five
for Anthony sticking one. How many plugs have you done already?
Two.
So five plus the one I did, six. And we'll give you an extra one for that that other person that threw it at your butt. So seven plugs.
Okay.
There you go.
Well done.
And we will,
I, for one, am very impressed. Right.
We will play those plugs on the Sunday night show.
Go through the back.
Wait, we got to see the back. Hold on. Yeah, let's see a good shot of that back.
No, turn around. I want to...
Hold turn on. Around. I got to see it. I got to see it.
Not that.
How did it get
there? Oh!
Hey, let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a nice one.
Ah.
And then Rick rips more hair out of his back with some duct tape. Insult to injury.
The one I threw up?
Yeah.
Did you see the way it hung?
Yeah.
For a little bit and kind of went, then fell out.
Did you see the mark?
Yeah.
It left a good one.
Look at how happy you are. Did you see the mark?
It left a good one.
You got two of them.
I will think about this for the next 2 months. When I'm feeling down, I'm just going to start laughing like a little school.
Isn't that great? Something to just perk you up.
Yep.
Start a lead.
Bravo, Anthony.
Bravo. So, Mitch, Survivor, who's... No. We got Mitch from Survivor. We got Stephen Lynch.
Adelphi University. Go Panthers. Basketball. There's one of my plugs.
Six left.
you're using that as one of your...
Yeah, it's my alma mater.
Oh, my God.
My alma mater.
Krista.
Hi. I just have to say something.
Yeah.
When I first started listening to the O&A show, I said, maybe they're a little too sexist. But now I have to say, all men and women on the Opie and Anthony show are created equal. No, no, I think I got to change that. I think the guys are treated worse than the girls lately.
Without a doubt.
Anthony, now, it's a good thing you didn't ruin that shirt. Well, it might. Where'd you get that?
This I got at, I don't know.
Abood. Where?
Joseph Abood.
Oh. Five left. TJ, what's up?
This should be the only way people get plugs out. You got to get whaled with thoughts.
I agree. That's kind of sick. I agree.
You should, all right, guys.
You got to see the blood on his T-shirt.
It sounded pretty painful out here.
You might want to, yeah, plug up the hole or something. Yeah, put something over that. Hey, Uncle, yeah. Uncle John wants to know something. Uncle John.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Limo Anthony, I just
Hi,
got
Uncle
a question.
John, how are you?
Shut up.
I'm pretty good, thanks. One quick question for you. If I offer you a dozen plugs, will you take a lethal injection?
I'll do it.
All right,
see you guys.
Thank you. Let's go to Brendan. Brendan, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
You know in Full Metal Jacket, when they start whipping Private Pyle with the bars of soap?
Yep.
Limo Anthony, you know that these guys are not your friends, right?
I'm realizing that more and more by the day.
That's
funny. They'll call me when they need something, but when I walk in here, they hate my guts.
You're going to be tonight laying in bed, and you're going to start to cry.
Without a doubt. I'm crying already.
You make me sad, bro.
You guys I make myself sad sometimes.
Oh, God, that's good.
Take care.
All right. Ant's been good, though. You want anything? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, Andy. All right. Now you finally talked to me after 2 years.
No, I just want to know, because you're very entertaining. I want to know if you need anything to cover up your cut with that you got on your back, or anything to eat.
I'm all right.
Something to drink.
I'm okay.
What are you getting at?
What are you getting at?
I'm just trying to be nice to him.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Mm-hmm. You want a beer?
Yeah, I do want a beer.
What beer was we got? What do you want, Ant?
I want a Budweiser.
No.
Four left. I didn't say it.
Bud and Bud.
Enough, man. People all know what a Bud means.
The more plugs left.
The best part was just listening to you roping it in. Knowing exactly what was going to happen.
Dude, it's a deal with the devil.
Greg,
you never
up?
Get the wishes that are entitled.
Right.
That you're entitled to. We're co-Satans. Greg. Hey, Greg?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, man, what's the matter with that guy?
I don't know, man.
That guy is dumber than a bag of hammers. Well, Anthony, man, you got to get your head examined.
Anthony's dart did stick to the back of
Young Life Anthony.
I laid that in. You know what that shot was? When I'm trying to double out and I'm shooting the bottom of the board, I need a six, and I was shooting for the three, so you try to lob it in.
Oh.
That was it. And it was a perfect, like, it had enough arc to it that it stuck in at a little bit of an angle, and then ripped some flesh out as it tipped back down. Very happy with that shot.
You were smiling when you were doing it.
Certainly was, but not as hard as Opie was. You really enjoyed it.
I love that stuff. Especially with me.
God, I love that. All right, good job. Yeah, bravo.
All the plugs till other times, right?
Anytime you're on, you can plug.
Right.
You got four plugs left, and you use them wisely.
You didn't read the contract.
Yeah.
There's a time limit, you know.
Thank you.
All right, listen, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
So lots to go. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Real talk and Texas sports. The Juice 1370. You've got the Juice 1370.
She just took up fighting, too, less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Name's Layla. She's 21. Very proud of her dad.
Of course.
Who has been working with her.
And supporting her.
Ali, former great, the greatest, as they called him, kind of a little different since Parkinson's disease has taken over after so many punches to the head.
I am the greatest.
I'd just like to know how he's training her. You think he's in there sparring with her?
Oh, Ant.
Do you think?
Ant.
Come on, Layla. Yeah, I'll put him up on rope.
Oh!
Boy, you slipped that one through. I bet you can't get enough.
Oh,
that kind of left a mark. Decon fog on. Kills roaches. Oh, my goodness, man. Baby, you got to stop.
Oh.
You got to stop hitting your popper. Now I'll perform the rope-a-dope.
Oh, baby.
Boy, if I had any sense left, you'd just beat it out of me. Oh, the body blows is hurting me, but oh, one to the face. Maybe my reflexes ain't quite as sharp as they used to be since I did the decon fog on and they locked me in the room with some of the bug sprays, baby. Oh, that one was in the nutsack. Oh, you knocked your papa.
That's wrong.
Well, not as quick as he used to be, yeah.
Give me the bell.
Oh, what round is it? Okay, I'll come out fighting. Oh, baby, you gotta stop hitting your papa in the face like, oh, God, there. Oh, baby. Oh, the body blows is killing your daddy. I float like a cinder block and sting like foam rubber. And, oh, that was my jaw, baby. The thriller in vanilla.
I got it out.
Oh, you got it.
I loved Ali growing up. This is wrong. Anyway.
Where's smoldering Joe Frazier? Why? Boy, I feel a little woozy.
Can I see your taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Between the peach and the balloon knot. Can we see your butt?
Nice.
I would have to just blank on your chin.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Okay, terrific.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Turn up the juice. 1370.
When you walk into our store, you're going to see a different kind of winter sports business.
The Salem Ski Center's Buzz Watkins.
We have a unique store. We have better displays, the right combination of jackets and sweaters and gloves and pants. You can put together the combination that you want to make sure that you have very fashionable clothing and at the same time very functional.
Salem Ski has new cutting-edge clothing for women.
Ladies, if you haven't bought a new ski jacket in a long time, you will be warmer and drier and have a broader range of temperature conditions. You're comfortable. In new ski parkas that are available today.
And the same is true for men.
The new jackets we have today have really good features. They're very versatile. They have removable sleeves. They have removable liners in them. But they also have very good technical features. So they actually have very broad range of temperature conditions you can use these jackets in, and they work extremely well.
See what's new in ski clothes now at the Salem Ski Center. Take the McNeil Spicewood exit off 183. And if it doesn't say S-A-I-L, Salem Ski Center, you're in the wrong place.
You want to catch the game? Do it at Legends, the sports bar, where everybody knows your game. Legends, the sports bar for NFL, NBA, MLB, and NCAA. With 30 TVs so you don't miss a thing at Legends. Kick back with happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. with $2 wells and drafts. Try the famous Jim Kelly Buffalo Chicken Sandwich while you're watching the game at Legends. With 30 TVs, you get to see all the action. So get together with your friends and watch the game at Legends, the sports bar, located inside the Holiday Inn at 183 in Lopec. That's 8901 Business Park Drive. Phone them at 343-0888. Legends, the sports bar, where everybody knows your game. Hey, mention you heard this ad on the juice at Legends and receive a free appetizer during happy hour. Or get 50% off your lunch through January at Legends, the sports bar.
You deserve a break. Specialist, we're still Austin's break. Specialist, but now there's a plus. We are Total Car Care.
Hi, Donnie Whitlock here, president of Brake Specialist Plus. I was talking with Dwayne, the manager at our new Cedar Park location, and he told me, Johnny, we're just not as busy as we could be. You gotta tell people how to find us up here. So here goes. Brake Specialist Plus is now open in Cedar Park on Highway 183. It's 2.5 miles south of 1431 and 1.5 miles north of 620. So if you live north, Brake Specialist Plus can take care of everything from tin-ups, brakes, and mufflers to wheel alignment and air conditioners. So now Cedar Park has its very own Brake Specialist Plus. Stop by today and say hello to Dwayne and his crew. Brake Specialist Plus means brakes plus a whole lot more. 8 locations, including Cedar Park.
You deserve a Brake Specialist. We're still Austin's Brake Specialist. But now there's a plus. We are Total Car Care.
America doesn't stand still. And nobody knows this better than Chevrolet. For 90 years now, Chevy has been there to help keep America rolling. And we're not about to stop now.
That's why we're proud to extend interest-free financing on every new 2001 and 2002 truck and SUV we build until January 2nd, 2002. Every new Silverado, Suburban, and Tahoe to the all-new Trailblazer and Avalanche. That's 0% APR financing for qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. See dealer for other restrictions. You must take delivery by January 2nd, 2002. It's simple. If it's a new Chevy truck, you can get it interest-free. It's the single best way we can help keep America rolling. So see your Texas Chevy dealer today and make your money count.
A fun thing. Serrano. A fun thing. Serrano. A family thing. Serrano. A sure thing.
Monday night, it's a sure thing at Serrano's.
Adam Gonzalez on 2-for-1 Mondays at Cafe Serrano.
2-for-1 Mondays, enchiladas or chili rellenos. The season is here and the weather is perfect. Your choice of Serrano's great enchiladas, fresh and hot, or our chili relleno, handmade and overstuffed. 2-for-1 Monday nights at Serrano's, a sure thing at any of Cafe Serrano's, including Lincoln Village and Highway 620. Buy one dinner and the second is on us at Cafe Serrano's.
2-for-1 Mondays at all 9 Cafe Serrano's locations.
Food, fun, family thing, a sure thing, Serrano's.
This holiday season, don't just think of Albertsons as your holiday grocery store, but as your holiday deli for delicious holiday party trays and appetizers, and your holiday bakery for yummy holiday cookies, cakes, and pies, and your holiday florist and gift store for fresh flowers, fruit baskets, and all your holiday wrapping and cards, and of course, your holiday wine shop for a sensational selection of wines and champagnes. Albertsons, it's your store for the holidays.
Hurry into your neighborhood Albertsons this week and save on fresh boneless petite beef sirloin steak or bonus packs of boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $1.98 a pound. Also, don't forget to pick up bulk russet potatoes, only 39 cents a pound. And you'll find special holiday savings with 3-liter bottles of Coke, Sprite, or Dr. Pepper. Regular or diet, only 99 cents. Plus Campbell's tomato or chicken noodle soup in 10.5-ounce cans, 2-for-$1. Prices valid through January 1st, some limits apply.
Albertsons, it's your store for the holidays.
Mother's Window Tint. 4 days only. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Drastic reductions on all car stereo and auto security. Save up to 40%. Emergency stock liquidation at Mother's Window Tint. Sony, Pioneer, JVC, Nakamichi, Kenwood, Stern, Vega, JBL, Barracuda, and Code Alarm. Subwoofers on sale. No time limit layaway. Make your car go thump, thump, thump. Mother Thump. Sale ends Saturday, 6 p.m. Bring your Christmas cash. If Santa didn't bring you what you really wanted, then go to Mother's Window Tint, because we've got what you really want. We've got it all. Code Alarm, SureStart LX. Start your car from 500 feet away. Save $50. This is your final chance for 2001 prices. You can also get the Barracuda, marked down to just $299. Sale ends Saturday at 6 p.m. Mother's Window Tint. All stores open till 6 p.m. Saturday. Do it at Mother's and save!
Game Show Host Academy, where MCs get their PhDs.
This is Mitsubishi Motors calling, sir.
I want a brand new car!
Close. Right now you can buy a brand new 2001 or 2002 Mitsubishi for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003.
If I guess the price of the vehicle within $1 without going over, right?
No, wrong. You just have to come into your local Mitsubishi retailer.
And pick what's behind curtain number two.
What curtain? Just pick an award-winning Mitsubishi Galant, Eclipse, Montero Sport, or all-new Lancer and get zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003.
Fantastic! I'll take vegetables for $300.
No.
Spin the wheel?
No.
Can you phrase that in the form of a question?
What is no?
Mitsubishi 000 to 03 event. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003. Hurry, this deal ends soon. Important program and credit restrictions apply. Visit MitsubishiCars.com or call 1-888-MITSU-2002 for details.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Why?
I'm gonna keep on moving. One stop now upon my way. I'm gonna keep on moving. With precision tune auto K.
turns and pulls to the right when you hit the brakes. Sound familiar? Then stop into Precision Tune Auto Care while you still can. Our technicians are certified to work on today's complex braking systems at prices that'll make you stop and take notice. And we'll guarantee our brakes for as long as you own your car. Precision Tune Auto Care. Quality service guaranteed.
With Precision Tune Auto Care, I'm on my way.
Precision Tune Auto Care is your full-service automotive center. Stop in at any of their seven Austin area locations for the best value around. Precision Tune Auto Care. We fix cars. Guaranteed.
See center manager for warranty details.
It's Opie and Anthony on the Juice 1370.
Later, they caught me. I couldn't stand it. Fantastic. You know, when you're there with Joy for so many years, and a voluptuous cheerleader comes up, you gotta bang her, Gelman.
Who wants to bang a cheerleader?
I do.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you read,
She's got a hot little body on her, too. You see the picture in the Post?
My God, she's
her
got some
sunning herself
cans
with those huge, firm boobs.
Well, she put on a little bit of weight from her younger days, but it seems to have all gone to the right spots.
She's definitely doable still, though, Anthony.
She's got, like, the big boobs, and there's Regis, a picture of him next to her.
Look, I'm laughing.
They didn't have intercourse, is what she's saying, which I'm remembering now when the whole Monica Lewinsky thing went down.
Yeah.
Went down with Clinton, and they were talking about it on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and Regis always looked a little squirmy as they were talking about it, and everybody thought it was because, you know, Regis doesn't want to get really deep into that kind of thing, and it embarrasses him, but the truth of the matter is, he was in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
There's the married guy getting oral and giving oral.
It looks like they were doing a little 69.
And saying that it isn't sex.
That's a visual.
And it wasn't cheating.
To have in my brain.
I love it. I got bury my head in that and in there. I can't believe you, Gelman. You got to move your head all around. Get your face involved. Come on.
My tongue is numb.
I know how to eat it. Just grab a hold of that there. Now shake it like a pom-pom, you bitch. Shake it.
Yeah, I guess she was, a cheerleading coach?
It just says the buxom ex-cheerleader, Maria Majerik.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back in 1991.
Be aggressive.
Let's read some of her diary, shall we?
I guess she didn't do well on her SATs either.
October 27th, 1991. I met him in his dressing room. He was nice enough to take a picture with me. There you go, the first little encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, November 1st, wow. Oh, she says wow. Ripping us off, Opie. You wouldn't believe this. Regis called. He's so fun to talk to. Such a Dahmer. I guess Notre Dame fan. That was only a couple of days later. So I guess she slipped him her phone number for him to call. And they talked. And then April of 92... A few months later, after a Notre Dame basketball team played in a New York tourney, he kissed me that day.
Ooh.
I was startled by it. I was both flattered and intimidated. I was exhilarated by the fact of who he was.
I'm Regis! Look at me! I grab you and I'm gonna shove my tongue down your throat, you whore! Come on, suck it!
And then 2 months later, in June, after a trip to New York to talk with a publisher about a book on cheerleading. A book on cheerleading.
Wow.
We went back to his office, and before I knew it, he had his arms around me and kissed me. It was great.
Yeah. Suck it. I love it. Well, she came in with those huge cans. You see, Joy, she's a stick figure. I need something with thighs to press against my ears, Gelman. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah, stick it in my face, you whore.
About 4 months later, after an October 8th football game in South Bend, as soon as I walked in the door, he was all over me.
I'm a madman. Look at me. I couldn't hold myself back. It's amazing.
Defense.
No, she had none. How could you defend against the Regis member? You just want it. I pulled out my junk. She went at it like my contained oxygen, and she was drowning.
That old cat.
That's in the diary?
No. It says, he was all over me. We did every intimate thing two lovers can do, except intercourse. It might seem strange, but we were both married, and we felt we weren't really committing adultery if we didn't have actual intercourse.
Oh, hello. Well, come here. Come in. Come into my room. Oh, there you go. Let me unleash this. Oh, yeah. Little prison lube. I learned that from Gelman. Now, fuck it, you whore! It's okay, Joy. It's okay. It's not intercourse. For $32,000, what is sex without being intercourse and not cheating? Oral! Fuck it! You need a lifeline? Here's one. It's in my pants.
And then after their last tryst in the fall of 93, wow, so that went from 91 to 93, a couple of years, Regis got hold of me and told me, I'm in room such and such. So I guess she went to his room. Mm-hmm. We were very passionate, as always, and stayed together for hours. He really made me feel like a woman. All right, now put two and two together there. He made her really feel like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe he's good at the oral.
Without intercourse, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta dig in! You can't be afraid, Gelman. You gotta get in there. Use it all! Oh, I love it!
And you
love it!
You missed the best quote.
Where's that?
Regis had me stripped naked and put my fur coat back on.
Where's that?
He loved that coat. We made love. It was pure, raw, raging sex.
Wait, that sounds like intercourse.
Lots of kisses everywhere and very passionate. We didn't have intercourse. Everything but.
I'm like the GIF. I wanted to give her anal, but I couldn't.
Because that would be wrong.
That would be cheating. So I just dug in. I dug in like she was a bowl of Captain Crunch.
You think he did boogaloogaloo when he was digging for the pearl?
I was digging.
Eating ain't cheating.
Right, Gelman. Eating ain't cheating.
Mmm.
Oh, let me get in the canyon here. Hello. Yodel-odel-a-hee-hoo. Look at me. I dive in head first. I got my whole head in here, Gelman. It's huge. It's like a cathedral. Boogaloogaloo. I'm over here now. Get me a snorkel. I'll be down here for hours. All right, bitch. Now your turn. Suck it. Suck it! All right, time to go. Look what I did to you again. You cheerleader whore!
So it seems... Who would think? Could you picture that? The girl's looking down and seeing Regis' head.
How you doing? Hello, how's it feel? Well, tell me!
Put on the coat.
You put on that coat, you whore. Put it on!
Yeah, so that's why he looked kind of squirmy, I guess, when they would talk about that whole thing. I wonder if Kathy Lee knew, and they talked about it.
Well, there's a couple other things in the story. She also has in the diary Regis telling her how much she hated Kathy Lee and how she talked about the kids.
Oh, really? Well, that's a given.
So that's in there. Well, yeah, I guess it is a given.
Okay, now get around back. This is called the Rusty Trombone. I love it! I'm gonna... Let me dig in here, and I'm gonna give you a thumb. Is that cheating?
Do you think both Regis and Frank gave anal to the same chick? Kevin wants to know.
He took the back door, I took the front, we played cards on her back. Wonderful.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm an elderly gentleman, and I need a motorized scooter. They call my name's Bill.
What's your name, sir?
They call my name's Bill.
Bill?
Yes.
Have you seen any particular type that you like?
I like the little rascal.
The rascal?
I saw that on the TV. I'm a little rascal in my little rascal.
Uh-huh.
Is what the woman said.
That's what the woman said, huh?
And she's getting around, she's shopping and eating ice cream. How fast does it go, sir?
The fastest is about 5 miles an hour.
I flew a P-51 Mustang in the big one.
Yeah, it won't go that fast.
Oh, it won't?
No.
I need a room in the back for an oxygen tank, because I'm on oxygen.
Oh, I see.
And it's got to have good suspension, because I don't want my colostomy bag dislodging.
No, you don't want that either.
No.
Yeah. The bigger machines will have, like, a spring suspension in the front.
Oh, boy. My friend Petey's got one, and it's a real chick magnet.
Yeah?
He goes around at the bingo game, and he gives the girls rides on the back. Can I get a two-seater?
No, you can't get a two-seater.
But I can't be jostled around too much. Yeah. I got a prostate like a porcupine.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah, that's kind of tough. You can stop by our showroom. We have three or four models on the floor, and we get them in.
Excuse me, sir. How the hell am I supposed to get there?
You're not driving anymore?
No. I drove in a lake, and they took my car away.
Oh, I see.
Can I take one of these, like, on major highways?
No, you cannot.
Because my grandson lives far away, and I like to play some ball with him.
No, you can't do that, no.
I can't?
No, the furthest they'll go is about 24, 25 miles.
Is that the furthest range?
Yeah, and they go about 5 miles an hour, so you'd be kind of lost on the highway, don't you think?
I don't have much. I have nothing else to do. What else am I going to do with my time? If it takes me 2 hours to get 10 miles, I don't care.
Yeah.
Also, I lost my arm in the big one.
Oh, you did?
Do you have any kind of a catapult so I could play ball with my grandson? That you could, like, a pitching arm or something?
No, no.
They call my name's Bill. Could you just come over and shoot me in the head?
No.
I'm in hell. I was big once. I was in the war. I was a commander. And now I got a... drive on a three-wheel battery-powered scooter?
Yeah, that's sad.
This is degrading.
It is degrading.
Sam, could you just shoot me? Could you take a goddamn gun and shoot me in the friggin' head?
No, I don't think so.
Please, I'll come down, put my head under a wheel of one of the scooters, and hit go.
I don't think
could
it would
you
do anything.
Do that to me,
no,
Tony?
I don't think so.
They just hit me in the brainstem with a ball-peen hammer, Sam. Would you do that?
No,
I'm in hell.
So.
Yeah. I haven't been laid since the Kaiser was in Germany, for Christ's sake. I have big baloney breasts. I haven't seen a naked woman in 42 years.
That's a long time.
You know what that's like? My pants are up to my nipples and I'm calling for a scooter.
Yeah, what's your last name, Bill?
I have wraparound eyeglasses. That guy looked like the friggin' Terminator, Sam. I've lived for 85 years. It's enough already, for Christ's sake. Kill me. Could someone just kill me? My name's Bill. They call my name's Bill. Jesus. My teeth just fell out. My friggin' teeth. I spit my teeth out of my head.
Oh.
Kill me. Somebody just... kill me, for Christ's sake!
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yeah.
Then you know what I'm saying.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more damn time.
Okay. What?
Destroy!
What, Munch?
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the...
We've got juice in your radio. The Juice 1370.
Precision Vision.
Some nightclubs say, no shirt, no service. At Landing Strip Gentlemen's Club, we say, great service, no shirts. At Landing Strip, you'll find great food, nightly manager drink specials, and beautiful women.
Bachelors ready to tie one on before you tie the knot?
Bachelor parties are our specialty with no cover for you or your guests.
The Landing Strip opens at 11 weekdays, noon on weekends, and stays open until 2 a.m. Right now, enjoy $3.99 lunch specials with $10 dances from 11. 11 till 3 weekdays. 2-for-1 table dances Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays while the football games are on. And football madness on Sunday and Monday means no cover at $10 table dances until 10 p.m. Plus, shot specials and $1.99 appetizers and burgers during the game. The Landing Strip is on 183, a quarter mile north of Highway 71. The Landing Strip. Great service. No shirt.
Check out the weekday specials in December. $3 long necks from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Choose from 5 $3.99 lunch specials, including steak and seafood from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And $10 dances all day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Every day should bring you joy. Experience it at Joy of Austin. Joy of Austin, featuring over 300 of the most beautiful entertainers in the state of Texas, performing for you 7 days a week. Tuesday, come to Joy for $5 dances. Yeah, that's right. All day and all night, every Tuesday at Joy of Austin, get $5 dances. And enjoy happy hour with 99 cent beer till 8 p.m. Yeah, that's spreading the joy. With $5 dances each and every Tuesday at Joy of Austin. Joy offers a 5-star menu with incredible daily lunch specials, like the 99 cent super value menu, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day of the week. Happy hour is 7 days a week from 6 to 8 p.m. But the best thing about Joy of Austin? Yeah, the beautiful women. Feel the joy. You deserve it. At Joy of Austin. Located at 3105 North I-35, exit 250. Call 218-8012 or explore joy on the web at joyofaustin.com. Joy of Austin. Always hiring beautiful women.
Real talk and Texas sports. KJCE Rollingwood, Austin. The Juice 1370.
A fun thing.
That I know.
A fun thing.
That I know.
A family thing.
That I know.
A sure thing.
Monday night, it's a sure thing at Serrano's.
Adam Gonzalez on 2-for-1 Mondays at Cafe Serrano.
2-for-1 Mondays, enchiladas or chile rellenos. The season is here and the weather is perfect. Your choice of Serrano's great enchiladas, fresh and hot, or our chile relleno, handmade and overstuffed. 2-for-1 Monday nights at Serrano's, a sure thing at any of Cafe Serrano's, including Lincoln Village and Highway 620. Buy one dinner and the second is on us at Cafe Serrano's.
2-for-1 Mondays at all 9 Cafe Serrano's locations.
Food, fun, family thing, a sure thing, Serrano's.
Weakest Link is coming 5 days a week.
Back up the questions, back up the face. Back up the fake looks on their face. Cause every day's a week.
Who wandered in here by mistake?
It's a week, 5 days a week, 5 days a week.
Who's starring in Honey, I Shrunk My Brain?
Everybody turn on your brain.
Adios.
Or you'll be taking the walk of
shame. Au revoir. Sayonara.
Goodbye. George Gray hosts Weakest Link 5 days a week.
Weakest Link coming to KI January 7th.
When we come to work every day here at KI, my colleagues and I have one goal.
To serve you by covering the news in Austin and Central Texas with a special focus on how that news affects you.
We go into the community every day to report on the stories that affect you, your family and friends, and where you live.
It's not just our job, it's a promise from us to you. We're KI News.
Your eye on Austin.
Teresa Rodriguez and Jim Bergamo, only on KI News.
Precision Vision announces new pricing that opens the exciting possibilities of LASIK vision correction to virtually every Austinite. As low as $1,000 an eye, depending on prescription.
Only $1,000 an eye to have my vision corrected by true cornea specialists?
Exactly. The surgeons at Precision Vision have advanced training as cornea specialists with degrees from renowned institutions like Princeton, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, but what about the technology?
Precision Vision has the Bausch & Lomb laser, known for amazing accuracy during its FDA pre-approval clinical trials, and the only laser developed solely for LASIK. Surgeons whose backgrounds include Princeton, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins. Leading edge technology, all starting at just $1,000 an eye, depending on prescription. Enjoy clearly better vision. Call 34 LASIK now. That's 34-LASIK for a free consultation. Precision Vision of Westlake, 2712 Decaves Road. A difference that's clearly better.
This holiday season, don't just think of Albertsons as your holiday grocery store, but as your holiday deli for delicious holiday party trays and appetizers, and your holiday bakery for yummy holiday cookies, cakes, and pies. and your holiday florist and gift store for fresh flowers, fruit baskets, and all your holiday wrapping and cards. And, of course, your holiday wine shop for a sensational selection of wines and champagnes. Albertsons, it's your store for the holidays.
Hurry into your neighborhood Albertsons this week and save on fresh boneless petite beef sirloin steak or bonus packs of boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $1.98 a pound. Also, don't forget to pick up bulk russet potatoes, only 39 cents a pound. And you'll find special holiday savings with 3-liter bottles of Coke, Sprite, or Dr. Pepper, regular or diet, only 99 cents. Plus Campbell's tomato or chicken noodle soup in 10.5-ounce cans, 2 for $1. Prices valid through January 1st, some limits apply.
Albertsons, it's your store for the holidays.
Broadcasting live from the Testosterone Tower, KJCE Rollingwood, Austin. Real Talk and Texas Sports, The Juice 1370. It's Opie and Anthony on The Juice 1370. All right.
All right.
Pick up a little CB horse.
This was... Come on, man.
Remember the big CB radio craze? I was like in my early teens, and it was a way to get girls, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Breaker 19.
Go ahead, good buddy.
Breaker for a radio check.
You're coming in 4x4, good buddy.
Thank you. And then you're sitting there like, hey, what else can I say?
Come back.
I'm 10-10-10-8 on the side waiting for you, good buddy.
Because I didn't drive, so what was the use? You're just sitting in there. It can't be like, you know.
I'm double nickels all the way. Looking out for the Smokies. Oh, look at that. We got some pretty seat covers here today. Down the old blacktop. Keep her between the ditches. Good buddy.
Yeah, well, all right. I did that. What else can I say? I'm just on the CB.
What was your handle at?
Oh, I gotta explain this. This just never... Explaining never works on this show, does it? I was living in California at the time, and I was very equestrian. I had a horse, and I used to ride, and my handle, because I ran a wrench string. This guy knew how to wrench string, so he used to take these Marines from Camp Pendleton that wanted to be a cowboy for the weekend and to guide them up in the hill. So I was like the guide. And I'd take them up there and then go down and backpack down the hill and get the next batch and bring them up. And so I was the wrangler with you.
Hey, good buddy. You got the wrangler. Good buddy.
The foot wrangler.
Shut up! What was your handle?
Diamond Dust.
Diamond Dust? Bang!
That's worse than...
What's Diamond Dust?
That's worse than Butt Wrangler?
It wasn't Butt Wrangler, it was the Wrangler. Because a wrangler was a guy on a horse that got together the livestock. Diamond Dust?
I don't know.
Hey, you got the Diamond Dust. Hello, Diamond Dust. Butt Plug, you out there? Good buddy?
Go ahead with your little cute story.
What? Got your guns on?
This is a rubber duck.
The rubber duck, what's it?
Big Ben, come on.
You shake the trees, I'll rake the leaves, good buddy.
For sure.
Oh, God.
Clean, clear to flag
town. Big Ben, shut this off.
Yeah, we definitely got the front door, buddy. Mercy, thanks a lot.
We got us a convoy. I was a kid looking for chicks. Were you in a roller skate? Hey, is it? Chick in a roller skate. Uh-oh. All right.
Hey, take her down to Double Nickels up by the interstate, good buddy. We got a Kojak with a Kodak. Good buddy, taking pictures, giving away invitations.
Oh,
Be back. I gotta go 10-100.
Yeah. Did you see any Tijuana taxis out there?
We got us a Tijuana taxi. Whoa, I just got passed by a crazy man on a clutch rocket. You better watch out for the Smokies.
Come on, everybody.
All right, all right.
Meet you up at the choking puke.
All right, the Wrangler. Well, explain the rest of your story.
So then there was this this girl that I used to communicate with on the Citizens Band, and her handle was Dreamweaver.
You dick. Oh, Rick had to get the song and everything.
Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver, this is the Wrangler. You got your ears on?
And she sounded hot.
Yeah.
So I invited her down to ride horses.
It's a key, ladies and gentlemen.
She sounded hot.
What do you look like, Ant?
Shut up! So I was all excited for my little date, and I saddled up my horse and the other horse, and kind of...
Shut up!
I'll meet you down at the stable at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is the Wrangler, over and out. Dreamweaver.
Some all sighed.
You're an ass, man.
I saddle up my horse, and I spend time, you know, brushing the horses, making sure they look all good and everything. And then I saddle up the other horse, and I take the reins and put around the saddle horn, and I'm kind of trailering the other horse, you know, down to meet her by the riverbed where we were going to ride. Well, she comes walking up. And I see kind of in the distance, like, okay, that must be her.
All right, now, you did say that you had the 10 and everything, and you were hoping to score in the woods, right?
Yeah, I right. Packed, like, a whole thing. Saddlebags were all packed up with a couple of beers, and I had bedrolls and a tent just in case things went well, because we had a bunch of hills to ride up in and stuff. I'm going to camp out with my Dreamweaver.
I'm over. Tell your mom you're going to be spending the night, Dreamweaver. Tell her you're at a friend's house, because we're going to camp out. This is the Wrangler. Over and out. 10-10-10-8 on the side, Dreamweaver.
Looking forward to my little date.
Yeah.
Well, she comes up. Even before I was gravely disappointed, the horse that had a carrier looked pissed. I wasn't sure if I should take the saddle off of the horse, put it on her, and let the horse ride her. Dreamweaver. She was huge. All right. Yes, I was gravely disappointed.
So Dreamweaver,
are you a Wrangler?
Yes.
Please don't be Dreamweaver.
I'm Dreamweaver.
All right, let's go for a ride. So we went like up and down the riverbed for about an hour. I was like, oh, look at the time. Here I had like bedrolls on the back of this thing. It was like I was Pa Ingles going up to Walnut Grove. I was going to go over the river for a week to go get supplies for the family. I mean, I had this thing packed out like a pack mule.
You were ready.
I was like a prospector. I had crap hanging off the horses. Oh, look at the time.
You were ready to rock.
I was ready to rock.
A Dreamweaver.
I had firearms. I was going to hunt their food. And I realized, looking at it, I'd need to bag a moose. So, you know. We used to hunt. We hunt little rabbits and stuff. Yeah. Feeding her would be forget about it.
Gee, okay. No, there's not many bison left on the plane.
I can live off your thigh for a couple of weeks.
I can't breathe.
Oh, it was horrid. I was so disappointed because she's talking that she, you know, oh, yeah. I look like Tatum O'Neal. Yeah, sure you do. Great. So I let her, you know, let her off, and She rode off into the distance.
You can do the drive-by?
How are you going to do a drive-by on horseback?
Well,
what, I'm the only guy with two horses, one empty? Are you Wrangler? No.
You should have.
No, just looking for another girl.
You should have tried to, like, meet her in town or something, did the drive-by.
The whole thing was riding up like Clint friggin' Eastwood, dude.
I understand.
I had the whole look. You got to remember something. I'm a kid. I'm, like, maybe 13 years old, and this was mid-70s, I had cowboy attire on. Believe me, this was in San Juan Capistrano, California, a very equestrian town. Used to ride, this was what we did, you know? And I'm like, you know, I had firearms on me. I swear to God, I had a pistol, just in case I had a fight for her honor, for any bandoleros. Meanwhile, they'd have been, you keep her. We don't want her. Maybe she could pull the wagon.
Oh, man.
But this was like, I was so pumped up for this.
And so is she.
Pumped up. But, yeah, it was very disappointing. But to bring it all back to the beginning of the story, she was a girl.
All right. I haven't laughed that hard in a while. My eyes are tearing.
The song brings back memories every time I hear it. I gotta tell you, to this day, when I hear Dreamweaver, I think of the whole day, how happy I was and psyched and how disappointed I was riding back to the ranch that day.
Oh, that's funny. Mm. All right, very good story, Ed.
Thank you, Opie.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have the image in my head again of Al Roker eating sushi. Yeah. Yeah, we had some sushi today before the show.
Went to lunch, had some sushi.
Go to the little sushi place.
Yeah.
And Al Roker comes walking in.
Is that the funniest thing ever?
Al Roker eating sushi? Like, hey, look, it's Al Roker, man. And he was sitting, like, at a table right across from us, like right next to us, kind of.
And
I had a good view of him.
You know, we go to that place a lot, and a lot of people around the station go down there, and they always told us, yeah, Al Roker's in here all the time.
Yeah.
Al Roker loves the sushi. And we're like, shut up, Al Roker. Al Roker eating sushi. Who are you kidding?
What, the Twinkies wrapped in rice?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of sushi is Al eating?
So he walks in today, and I was busting out laughing.
Yeah. So, of course, everybody's looking to see what the hell Al gets at a sushi place.
Right.
What the hell's Al Roker going to eat, you know?
I think he ordered the baby seal. They give him his own room in the back.
Yeah, where he could just, like, bat it around with his fins
a few times before he swallows it.
Yeah, you've seen how they do that. Yeah, they bat around the seal a little bit and play with their food until they just swallow it whole.
Swallow it whole.
Swallow it whole.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Go right down. That's what it looked like. It looked like when the shark ate Quint out of the boat. Al was tipping up the big sushi tray and he's just...
Little tenderizing. Swallow your own.
I'm watching Al Roker eat sushi. All of a sudden his eyes roll back white. Lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes. And then you hear the horrible high-pitched screaming and hollering.
Damn, was that funny, man. Al Roker eating sushi today.
Nighttime comes. Al Roker comes cruising. You hear the horrible high-pitched screaming, and they just keep going down, and Al Roker just keeps his pounding and pounding. Water turns red with blood. Al Roker comes back. And he keeps pounding and pounding. 350 pieces of sushi went in. None came out. 11th day of October, 1999. See the scar I got here? Al Roker. I had a piece of sushi, fell on my lap, he bit me. You go in the cage. Cage goes in the water. Al Roker's in the water. Our Al Roker. I'll never wear a life jacket again.
Oh, that's too good. We made sure we ordered real fast before Al...
Oh, my God.
Al ordered his sushi.
Look out, Al Roker's coming. Farewell and adieu to your fair Spanish lady.
I don't know if anyone else finds this funny, but...
Al Roker can't go down with three barrels in him.
Come on. You haven't seen funny until you see Al Roker eating sushi. For God's sake, I wish we had it on video.
Look, this is not the time or place to perform a half-assed autopsy on Al Roker. I'm not going to cut him open in this sushi place and watch that little Kittner boy spill out all over the floor.
And he thought we were starstruck. No, we were looking at what you were eating, Al.
Holy Jesus.
Oh, that was, I swear to God, that was some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my life.
Smacking him around.
Al Roker at a sushi bar.
Smacking his baby seal.
Opie and Anthony.
One is funny. One is sick.
I hated my grandma. Bitch. Precious this.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the best of Don and Mike.
I am like a mental patient with this. I think it's Jay-Z, the song H to the Izzy.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
Thanks for coming out tonight.
Hey, Don, this is Jose calling. I've been listening for years, but I just had to tell you, you've never sounded so white.
I have never sounded blacker.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Middays, 1027. WNEW.
Shopping for groceries? While you're in the mood, shop for car insurance. One 15-minute call to Geico could save you 15% or more. Result? More money for groceries. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct. The sensible alternative.
Did you hear the one about the guy who stumbled into our year-end sale by accident?
Yeah, hey, George. My name is Bill Story, down here in Tampa, Florida. I walked into your store, and so I was looking for a leather jacket at the time, and it was kind of an impulse buy, but I needed one. It was about 8:45, and the gentleman there, I said, do you have any leather jackets? He said, yeah, and as a matter of fact, for the next 15 minutes, they're 50% off. So I guess you were having a sale, and I didn't even know you carried leather jackets. So I ended up getting this fabulous leather jacket. You saved me a lot of money and pain, and I really appreciate it.
You're going to like the way you look and how much you save. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The Men's Warehouse year-end sale, with savings of 20 to 50% on select styles from corporate to casual, including leather jackets. It's only twice a year that Men's Warehouse has a sale, and one of those times is right now.
Real talk and Texas sports. KKCE, Rollingwood, Austin. The Juice, 1370.
I'm gonna keep on moving. Won't stop, now I'm on my way. I'm gonna keep on moving. With Precision Tune Auto Care, I'm on my way.
It squeaks and grinds and pulls to the right when you hit the brakes. Sound familiar? Then stop into Precision Tune Auto Care while you still can. Our technicians are certified to work on today's complex braking systems at prices that'll make you stop and take notice. And we'll guarantee our brakes for as long as you own your car. Precision Tune Auto Care. Quality service guaranteed.
With Precision Tune Auto Care, I'm on my way.
Precision Tune Auto Care is your full-service automotive center. Stop in at any of their seven Austin area locations for the best value around. Precision Tune Auto Care. We fix cars. Guaranteed.
See center manager for warranty details.
Some nightclubs say, no shirt, no service. At Landing Strip Gentlemen's Club, we say, great service, no shirts! At Landing Strip, you'll find great food, nightly manager drink specials, and beautiful women. Bachelors ready to tie one on before you tie the knot?
Bachelor parties are our specialty with no cover for you or your guests.
The Landing Strip opens at 11 weekdays, noon on weekends, and stays open until 2 a.m. Right now, enjoy $3.99 lunch specials with $10 dances from 11 till 3 weekdays.
weekdays. 2-for-1 table dances Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays while the football games are on. And football madness on Sunday and Monday means no cover and $10 table dances until 10 p.m. Plus, shot specials and $1.99 appetizers and burgers during the game. The Landing Strip is on 183, a quarter mile north of Highway 71. The Landing Strip. Great service. No shirt.
Check out the weekday specials in December. $3 long necks from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Choose from five $3.99 lunch specials, including steak and seafood from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And $10 dances all day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
You deserve a break. Specialist, we are Austin's break. Specialist would break. Specialist would like what we do.
Call me a skeptic, but I won't believe in the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, or even Little Green Men from Mars until you bring me one and they shake my hand. And I don't believe in $99 brake jobs either. Hi, this is Johnny Whitlock, president of Brake Specials Plus. Some of our competitors have been telling tall tales about what they actually charge for a brake job. Now they're ready to admit that their $99 brake job really cost about $250 to $300. Are they telling you this because they care? More likely it's because their business practices are catching up with them. At Brake Specials Plus, we don't do business like that. We give you a fair price up front, and the work is performed by certified technicians guaranteed. Brake Specials Plus, Total Car Care Centers. We do brakes and a whole lot more.
You deserve a brake specialist. We are Austin's brake specialist. We're brake specialists. You'll like what we do.
Hello, my name is Tim Fogarty. I'm a public school teacher and am proud to be serving as state president of the Association of Texas Professional Educators. ATPE is the largest education association in Texas, and it has a proud history of providing outstanding service to Texas educators. It is a history born of collaboration, inclusiveness, and professionalism. In addition to working hard for benefits for all public school employees, ATPE offers the best benefits package of any educator organization. If you're a new teacher in Texas, or perhaps you are looking for a professional alternative to your current organization, I invite you to consider ATPE. To learn more about the largest educators group in Texas, see your ATPE campus representative today. Or call 1-800-777-ATPE and find out why 100,000 Texas educators have chosen ATPE as their professional association.
Everyone, answer! Oh, oh, and oh, hey, Santa, what are you doing working out? Shouldn't you be making lists and checking them twice?
I have to trim this belly before the big night. I think chimneys have gotten smaller.
Tighten your tummy at World Gym. Join in December and pay no dues until February 2002 and receive a free membership for a family member or friend.
Too many milk and cookies have added a few pounds. I want to look good in my candy cane Speedo this spring.
Okay, Santa, that's a visual I didn't need.
Oh, join World Gym in December and pay no dues until February 2002. Call 445-1999 today. And don't forget about the membership for a family member or friend.
Call 445-1999 today and pay no dues until February 2002. See the Austin American Statesman for details. Stop by our new location at I-35 and William Cannon, now under construction.
Healthy holiday from World Gym.
It's Opie and Anthony on the Juice 1370.
I nailed it, man. I go, oh, Anthony broke up with the girl. Look at their girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, is that what happened, Anthony? Annoying laugh, Anthony?
Yeah,
it was pussy whipped. The girl he was going out with didn't like the show, didn't like how he was portrayed on our show.
I knew it.
So does Anthony, stand up to his girlfriend and still hang with his pals? No. She folded like a sheet chair.
I knew it.
Bailed out.
she took care of my son, bro. Come on. You know the deal.
Get another babysitter.
How would I know that deal?
Oh, you know.
I have sons all over the place, of course. I know that deal.
You got to put your foot down, dude. If a girl doesn't like this show, you just sink it into her dumper and make her listen anyway.
CNN bosses tell reporters it's okay to cry like Dan.
Dan?
Okay to cry like Dan, rather.
In the old days, there was no crying in
baseball
news.
Oh, in baseball
news, right?
In news, you could not have an anchorman or anything that was crying. Now, with the events of September 11th, it seems like it's okay because Dan Rather got on
David Letterman,
and just grabbed Dave's hand like poor grandpa after he took the car out and crashed it because he's losing his mind. and opened up to him and cried.
Kind of like, you know, how you have to comfort Grandpa after Grandma dropped dead of a sudden heart attack Christmas Eve.
Yeah, just fight back the laughs while he's sitting there crying.
Oh, jeez, man.
So CNN news executive Chris Kramer says reporters should be allowed to show emotion while covering the war in Afghanistan.
Mm.
And he calls reporters who don't show any emotion as being from the old fart school of journalism who are in denial about the horrors they're witnessing.
What?
The old fart school of journalism? Where is that? Yeah, that's SUNY Geneseo, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
With Professor Bobo.
Went to the old fart school of journalism.
Hmm. I don't want to see some blubbering idiot read the news.
I know. It was acceptable
because it was real. Read the news. Be stone-faced. I don't want your opinions. Read it.
But you know something? These guys are fighting over rating scraps war. And again, rather grab some headlines.
Yeah,
CNN boss tells reporters it's okay to cry like Dan. To cry like Dan.
Like Dan.
Not cry like Dan.
NBC Nightly News. Again, Dan Rather making headline, making the big bold print at the top of the page with the fact that he started weeping openly. I thought it was kind of babyish. I thought it was kind of amateuristic because I'm a steadfast, solid anchorman.
Yeah, but Tom, it's...
I don't believe you should be a poo-ha.
Yeah, but it's helping his ratings, Tom. With the Dan Rather crying on Letterman.
Well, I don't think this has not gone unnoticed by me. Tom Brook, NBC Nightly News. I think it's time I show the people I have feelings like a human. And I go home and drink some scotch.
Feelings like Dan Rather.
Hey, you know something? Dan Rather. I can show people I'm just as emotional as Dan.
Dan Rather kicking your ass because he's crying all over the place.
Okay, I didn't want to have to resort to this, but now I feel it's necessary.
Yeah?
That I show my human side.
You're going to show your human side on the nightly news? What the? Tom.
I brought my VCR and some videotapes, and I'm going to show that Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, can be just... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Jack. Hold on. Rose, please, hold on to Jack. Don't let him slip beneath the icy waters of the North Atlantic. Much like Leon Klinghoffer off the deck of the Achille Lauro, another terrorist event which happened many years ago to an American tourist.
Tom, do I see a tear in your eye?
If only she'd move that fat ass over on the board a little, maybe Jack could get on and they'd both go. Look, I'm crying like Dan. Grab me get me a tissue. Far, well, ever. That's so sad.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm crying just like Dan f***ing Rather.
Tom Jackson, look on the screen. Jack is turning blue. He's turning blue.
Oh, they had such a love. It was so short-lived, yet so strong, their feelings for each other. On this fateful night in April, I was like that. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, it's okay to cry. Get me the dailies. How are we doing? I'm up 0.3. Pop in another tape. It's working.
Well, okay, here's...
Dan Rather, I'll show you. I could be just as big a pussy. No. Look at the spirit had come back and protected her. He came back. Death didn't overcome the love that they shared together.
Tom, I
was absolutely...
I didn't know you were into ghosts.
Oh, it's the saddest movie. Goes by so slow, not fast.
like a spirit right in front of her, touching her face, and that single Demi Moore tear that rolls down her cheek. Oh, no, 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 no. How am I doing?
You're doing all right.
I'm up another point, too. Dan Rather. I could be just as big a pussy. I'm a human being. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, wiping the tears from my eye from these very romantic, very, very moving chick flick.
Showing you real emotion today.
It's what seems to get the rating.
What the hell are you putting in the VCR now?
Then? Well, I'm just loading up another one. Let me... Look.
Yeah. Tom, you all right over there?
No, this is my favorite. Oh, no. Love story.
It's all for Sam the Jedi.
when Richard Gere comes in at the end and realizes he loves her, Deborah Winger, and sweeps her off his feet like a knight in shining armor, I lose it every time. Here comes the part. He opens the door and everyone starts clapping as he brings her. I got nowhere else to cry. Here comes mayonnaise, sweeping her on her feet at the paper factory, wherever she is. You want the paper factory? Oh, God.
Okay, I'm doing well. Get me another tape. Get me another.
All right, how about this one?
Oh, no.
Your daddy saved you and your man. Your daddy made sure that your love returned to you and saved the world and sacrificed himself. Liv Tyler, don't cry. Leave that to Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly.
I didn't know you were an Armageddon fan.
I love that movie. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Oh, God.
You got just a couple more movies there, Tom?
How am I doing? Oh, no, no, not this one. Oh, my God, not this one. I knew this. Oh, God, no. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Come surrender.
The Lion King.
Simba, the spirit of Mufasa lives on in you. The circle of Lala. You know what I'm saying. God damn it. Oh, I can't take it.
You're a real human, Mr. Brokaw.
Can't you feel the other side?
You need a glass of scotch?
I need one.
Yeah.
Run, Simba. Scar is trying to kill you. Give me another tape. It's working.
All right.
Oh, no, my God.
You're starting to catch up to Dan Rather.
The chick flicks her. Oh, God. Should stay.
This is the bodyguard.
Kevin Costner is. You can tell he's a professional bodyguard, yet you can see his love for Whitney Houston. So I. But he had to keep his professional attitude, but he loves her. He loves her. I'll think of you. I will always love you. I will always love you. Oh, God. Here it comes.
And I...
He goes, he's all running through the snow to the cabin to save her. He loves her so much. I can't take it. How did I do? Where are the ratings? Let me look. Oh, it's a ratings bonanza. People seem to enjoy the whiny Tom Brokaw.
My darling you.
Oh, my darling you. Tom Brokaw. Drying his red eyes on this NBC Nightly News.
you really have it out for Mr. Rather, Tom.
I've proven that I too am a crybaby.
Yeah.
And now if the CNN boss wants to say crying's okay, hey. You, I just put my heart out of my sleeve. Yeah. For the love of God. Yes, I'm a professional anchorman, but you could suck my if you think I don't cry. I cry. I'm one of the biggest pussies around. I'm a pussy boy on NBC Nightly News. If you don't think so, you could me right up the... I swear to God, I'll take it. I'll take it and I'll cry. A single tear will roll down Tom Brokaw's eye. As you me with your big right in my.
All right, Tom, we get it. We get it. Why are you putting another tape in the VCR? We're done.
Well, see, you brought up Rather and I lost it. So now I have to get back to. No. Oh, no. You did it, baby. You did it, baby. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Look, they did the lift move. They did. They practiced it. And they practiced. And now she's showing her father that she's a woman now. She's a woman. And so is Tom Brokaw. Oh, Jesus. Oh, baby. You did it, baby. Show your daddy you're a woman, baby. I'm so proud of you. Tom Brokaw, NBC, Nightly News. Join us tomorrow for NBC Nightly News. As I watch Tears of Terms of Endearment. One and two.
All right, we get the point. You're a human like Dan Rather.
I'm human.
That's right. Maybe we could have got the point a little sooner, Mr. Brokaw.
Hey, I could drill this into the ground another 10 minutes if you let me, but I won't. No, please, don't put on Richard Jenny's CD. That's the saddest thing I ever heard. You put yourself out there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm going to be in the Nevada area in about a week.
Uh-huh.
I got your pleasure menu. Could you hold on a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have Tourette's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it hard to communicate.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
You need prices, hon?
Yes.
Okay, well, house minimum starts at $100, and that's for a basic one activity party.
$100? Well, that's pretty cheap.
That's where the prices start, and then from there the sky's the limit, because all the ladies are independent contractors.
You don't think the girls would mind being with a guy with a...
That's no problem, hon. Handicap's no problem.
Oh, good, good. So I could come down and... You know, get a girl and climb aboard and start going, pa 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 pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa. Well, you have to come in and discuss that with the lady.
Okay. So for $100, could I put my head between her... Could I do that?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to discuss that on the phone. You have to discuss that with the lady, okay?
Oh, I just want to warn you that when I get in the room and things get hot and heavy, I can get a little wild, you know, when I get... Oh, is that okay?
That's no problem, hon.
Oh, do you take the MasterCard?
Yes, we do.
Could I bring a muzzle so I don't clamp down on anything I shouldn't?
That's fine.
Do you think a girl would mind if when I start she spanks me?
You have to come in and discuss with the lady.
Are they pretty women?
Very pretty.
This might sound...
Take your time, okay?
This might sound like a strange request, but... Do you have any girls that aren't that attractive, babe?
All of our ladies are very nice.
Poof, I have jungle fever. You have any black girls?
We have black ladies, we have Asian ladies, we have Oriental ladies. It just depends. I have to go now because I'm very busy.
Do you have a dwarf?
No, we don't. Not at this time.
Because I saw a dwarf in a movie once and it made me...
Goodbye, okay?
But wait a minute.
Opie and Anthony.
Two hungry sharks in the world of unlimited halibut.
A four-hour parade of meat. 1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the best of Ron and Fez.
Oh, Fezzy, I just saw someone in the back. I can't believe it. Your favorite intern. Oh, God, put the blindfold back on me and get dumpy.
Ron and Fez, Nights, 1027 WNEW.
Hi, this is Rocky Moselle of the International Star Registry. I want to thank our customers for their support over the last 20 years and to wish them a happy and safe holiday season. And from now through January 1st, when you name a star after someone, mention this ad, and we will donate 25% of the purchase price to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333. Name a star after someone today.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are some danger signs. If you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called Ameridebt. Call them at 1-800-241-6537. Ameridebt can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating or reducing your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. Even if you're not a homeowner, even if you're way behind, Ameridebt can help. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-241-6537. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. If you've noticed the debt danger signs, or if you're just tired of worrying about your bills, there's help waiting. Call Ameridebt now. 1-800-241-6537.
Dr. Wack.
Digitally enhanced to cover the Austin area with Real Talk and Texas Sports. The Juice 1370.
Every day, millions of women use makeup that has been tested on animals. And every year, millions of these animals have to suffer and die. The National Anti-Vivisection Society has a list of hundreds of companies that do not test on animals. If a million women who use makeup switch to a cruelty-free company today, millions of animals would not have to die tomorrow. To find out how you can switch, call NAVS at 1-800-888-6287. 1-800-888-6287.
Laura's bitch.
Just leave me alone.
In Russia, can't hear you.
What?
If you want Real Talk and Texas Sports, you want the Juice 1370.
You can bring your family, adults and children, into our store and rent the equipment and the clothing items that you need for your winter vacation.
The Salem Ski Center's Buzz Watkins on renting gear and clothing for
skiing and snowboarding. In fact, our snowboard rental equipment is fantastic. We just purchased all new Burton snowboards, bindings and boots. Easy to fit, easy to use,
and easy to rent from the Salem Ski Center.
Our customers are very loyal to us. They like the fact that they can come in before they go on their trip. We take the time to size tourism. We reserve the equipment. All they have to do is pick it up the day before they go. No standing in lines, no worrying about whether they have sizes when they get to the mountain. They don't have to get stuff that is beat up. Our equipment is in much better shape, and we maintenance it a lot better because it doesn't go out as often as equipment at the area shops.
Austin's only snow sports rentals, the Sail and Ski Center. Take the McNeil Spicewood exit off 183, and if it doesn't say SAIL, Sail and Ski Center, you're in the wrong place.
You want to catch the game? Do it at Legends, the sports bar, where everybody knows your game. Legends, the sports bar for NFL, NBA, MLB, and NCAA. With 30 TVs so you don't miss a thing at Legends. Kick back with happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. with $2 wells and drafts. Try the famous Jim Kelly Buffalo Chicken Sandwich while you're watching the game at Legends. With 30 TVs, you get to see all the action. So get together with your friends and watch the game at Legends, the sports bar, located inside the Holiday Inn at 183 in Mopac. That's 8901 Business Park Drive. Phone them at 343-0888. Legends, the sports bar, where everybody knows your game. Hey, mention you heard this ad on The Juice at Legends and receive a free appetizer during happy hour. Or get 50% off your lunch through January at Legends, the sports bar.
Austin's finest car salesman is hiding out a little north of town. Ray Barlow has been selling cars for 6 years, and he sold hundreds of vehicles to people just like you. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Ray can now be found at Barrett Mitsubishi just a little north of Austin on I-35, exit Chandler Road in Georgetown. Ray moved north so he could serve you better. The combination of a great Mitsubishi product, a huge inventory of new Galants, Eclipses, Montero Sports, and only the finest used car and truck inventory makes a trip to Barrett Mitsubishi worth your while. The chance to work with an honest, caring salesperson is the icing on the cake. Ray promises to be friendly, informative, and without any high-pressure tactics. So if you're in the market for a new Mitsubishi or just looking for an honest deal on a high-quality used car, call Ray Barlow today. Call 531-5090 or drop by the dealership and be sure to ask for Ray Barlow. Barrett Mitsubishi has all the special financing features you'd expect for new and used vehicles. The difference is the Ray Barlow experience. Call Ray Barlow today. 531-5090. All programs subject to final credit approval.
Men, if you're over the age of 25 and would like to enhance your sexual performance, that's right, longer, stronger, spine-tingling sex, the next minute will change your life. Introducing all-new Maximus. Whether you suffer from stamina problems, lack of sexual desire, or more commonly, lack of sexual potency, Maximus is the answer for you. Studies suggest that the active ingredient in Maximus helps your body release stored testosterone, allowing you to instantly enhance your performance, creating more pleasurable sex for you and your lover. Maximus is not a drug. It's a special blend of herbs that naturally strengthens your sex drive and increases your stamina. Be the sex machine your lover wants you to be. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Maximize your performance with Maximus. Take this number down and call for your completely risk-free 30-day trial. 1-800-378-8016. You're not alone, so don't miss out. 1-800-378-8016. That's 1-800-378-8016. Call now.
Every day should bring you joy. Experience it at Joy of Austin. Joy of Austin, featuring over 300 of the most beautiful entertainers in the state of Texas, performing for you 7 days a week. It gets a little crazy at Joy of Austin every Wednesday night with oil wrestling. Watch the girls get down and dirty with door prizes, dance specials, and drink specials. And enjoy happy hour with 99-cent beer till 8 p.m. You ain't seen nothing until you've seen oil wrestling Wednesday nights at Joy. Joy offers a 5-star menu with incredible daily lunch specials like the 99-cent super value menu, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day of the week. Happy hour is 7 days a week from 6 to 8 p.m. But the best thing about Joy of Austin? Yeah, the beautiful women. Feel the joy. You deserve it at Joy of Austin. Located at 3105 North I-35, exit 250. Call 218-8012 or explore Joy on the web at joyofaustin.com. Joy of Austin, always hiring beautiful women.
It's Opie and Anthony on the Juice 1370.
I don't know. It's just a generic fat porno hairy guy. It wasn't really you.
When you tell that joke on stage, do you get a laugh?
That wasn't actually a form.
He was just telling a story.
I thought
you said that's something you do in your act. You want to do a prison visit?
Do I want to do a what?
A prison visit.
No, why would I want to do a prison visit?
Well, that's where you're on the phone like you are now, and then you step up to the glass on the door to the studio.
Right.
and you talk that way.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come up to the glass. It'll be fun. It's like Oz. You ever watch Oz?
Why can't I just come in? I can't just come in the studio. Are you worried about germs or something?
Oh, we're going to have Ron Jeremy in. How
that
work?
Was really funny, that thing yesterday was really funny.
What thing?
The thing where you kept hanging up on me.
Oh, yeah. It would be funny if we hung up on you right now.
No, I think it gets old. It gets old after a while.
Yeah, it does. This is our new game. You're 15 feet away, and we're making you call us on the telephone.
At first, I was pissed off, and then I just started cracking up. It was so juvenile.
You really mad?
At first I was. What the hell was that? How could they do it? And I just go, that is just so asinine, I have to laugh at it.
But if you're going
to
get mad at something like that, maybe you shouldn't be on our show, because we're juvenile.
That's true.
You know?
Well, it's up to you. I'm just hoping you put me on.
Are you going
to
be funny, Richard?
Yeah, I'll be funny.
Well, I'm sold. Not to put the pressure on you or anything.
I'll be funny.
Like, what's the first joke you're going to tell on the air?
Stop it.
We're totally putting them on the spot here. Do you have a riff on, like, Clinton or anything?
Clinton.
Any riffs on things in the news?
There's lots of riffs on whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah?
But I got to be in the studio to do them. I'm not funny in the lobby.
Yeah. So you got any knock-knock jokes? He's laughing at the juvenile stuff again.
Knock-knock. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Richard Jenny.
Who?
Richard Jenny, you're hearing knock knock because I'm pistol whipping Opie and Anthony.
Get it, Richard Jenny? Who? Oh, sorry. All right, Richard. Can you give us a few minutes to think about it?
Yeah, think it over.
Both of you are just the worst host.
What? All right, hold on, Richard. Someone wants to talk to you. Hold on. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hey. On the air with Richard Jenny, who's right outside the studio on a phone.
Yeah. Do yourselves a huge favor and leave him where he is.
Why?
He was on Ron and Fez yesterday, and I felt like sticking a steak knife in my forehead.
Oh, Richard?
He was more boring than church.
Richard, did you have a good time on Ron and Fez yesterday?
Yeah, I did, but actually I feel like sticking a steak knife in his forehead, too.
Oh, he was horrendous. He was horrendous.
All right, Paul, thank you. That's not nice, Paul. Richard Jenny came all this way. He's in the lobby, outside the studio. Right, Richard?
In the lobby, out. Not for much longer.
Uh-oh. What is that?
Wait a minute, Richard.
I thought you know how to have fun and stuff.
Come on, you're wearing me out with this crap.
We're just having fun and hanging.
All right.
You're not having fun with this?
It's funny for like a minute.
Yeah, but you know, some things are funny, right? And then they get unfunny, and then the longer they go on, it comes right back around and gets funny again.
Yeah, I guess.
We're waiting for it to get to that point again.
All right.
It's really not there yet.
We'll have a long wait.
Richard, do you know what our show's about? You ever hear
the
show? What have you heard about the Opie and Anthony show, Richard?
Not much?
Nothing?
No.
Are you from New York, or where are you from?
Originally from New York, yeah.
And where you live in L.A. now?
Yeah.
So you're not familiar with this show?
No, but it's so popular.
So this could be like commonplace, and you wouldn't know it. We might do this to every guest we've ever had.
That's... Are we on the air right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, why? What, you thought this wasn't on the air?
No, I thought we were just talking.
We are. It's a talk show, kind of.
All right, I'm hanging up.
All right. What? Hello? Why did he hang up? Did he hang up? What's going on? Go see how that went. He's right outside the door. What's the matter? But we were having fun.
Why is everyone coming in here?
What's up, Stinky?
Stinky, what's wrong? Nothing. I don't fear for my life.
Is he okay?
Pacing a little.
Rick, go smooth things over, Rick. Rick, you're the producer. Take care of things. No, we're going to go to the listeners, see if they want Richard Jenny on the show.
There he is. He looks like he's going to kill
Richard
us.
Jenny. Come here, sit down, man.
Are you doing this or not?
Uh-oh, no, come on. It's all fun. Richard Jenny, how are you?
Aren't you a good sport, Richard?
That's Opie over there. I'm Anthony.
Uh-oh, he looks all uptight.
What's the matter? You'd spend too much time. You're wasting time, right? It's like a waste of time.
See, now you got to be funny.
No.
After we just pissed you off. He looks all pissed. Here, get on the mic.
Just let's see how much we can screw with Richard.
That's what we do on this show. We're idiots.
You want a shot of Jaeger?
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Okay.
You want a shot of Jaeger? We got a machine.
No, thanks. Look what it did to you.
I know.
Would you like a beer or something to loosen up?
No, I don't need a beer.
No?
No, I'm fine.
It's not about needing it. It's, you know, you want to hang out.
Yeah, no, I don't
drink. You don't drink anymore?
I never started.
You didn't?
No.
You've never had a beer in your life?
Okay. I had a couple. I've had beers. I just never got a taste for it.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, hold on a minute. All Michael feels bad, too, now. Michael, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Listen, Richard, you're a real radio whore, aren't you?
Well, me and your mom.
How many shows are you going to be on, man? I mean, come on.
What's the problem?
What other shows would be on radio shows?
He's not funny, and he's, like, miserable. He can't even go with the flow. I mean, you know.
Well, we busted his balls the last 2 days, so.
Well, I mean, that's what comedians are all about, but I really like you anyway, man. You're a good guy.
Thank you. Cool. I don't care.
Oh, man, a lot of people are uncomfortable out there.
I know.
Brian, what's going on?
Richard, I was thinking, just thinking back to some time when I was watching the UPN network and your brilliant sitcom, Platypus Man.
Right.
Oh, that's right. You were on that?
Sucked.
It did suck. Well, finally somebody is, all right, I'll take that one. It did suck.
Come on.
It was a bad show.
Did you see that, man?
But no. How big an idiot are you for watching it, though? What are you doing? What do you have going on in your life that you're watching a show that bad?
Come on.
Stick a knife in your forehead.
Where are you from originally?
New York City.
New York City.
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. And you never made it out to the island when you were living here?
Yeah, I did, but it was crappy then.
Right.
The governor's was a crappy club then. Now it's gotten a lot better.
Now it's great. Well, the beaches you went to out there,
yes.
Right?
You know what I did recently? I went on...
here comes a joke.
All right, forget it.
That was not helping. That was a joke. Come on, Richard. Richard, let me explain something.
Look at two little babies. He's gonna conform to our show.
Don't say...
We're not going to do the show. He wants to
be more funny. Don't say two, because Opie is...
Press button, you big loser. Press button.
Be more funny. Opie's the biggest prick.
Let's cut him off. He's starting to sound like he's going on us, and we can't take it.
I was listening, and Opie is a prick.
You don't have a sense of humor?
Can you say prick on the radio?
Yeah.
You can say prick, sure. You're
changing it, really?
You just can't use it in the context of a unit.
Right.
Like, I have a big...
Finger.
Yeah, you could call someone a prick. You could say, don't be a prick.
Okay.
But you can't say, I grabbed his...
Glenn.
And then use the word.
Glenn, what's up?
Oh, man, you guys got to cut Richard Jennings a break.
We are.
The hanging up yesterday and then having them wait out in the lobby. Oh, I haven't left this hurt since Gary Coleman.
See, Nancy from Jersey. Opie, you are such a rude, unfunny a-hole.
See?
You're being bad to Richard.
See that? People are mad at you.
All right, what were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I'll be quiet.
We'll do it your way.
I'll be quiet.
We'll do it your way. You're a big shot radio guy. Let's not let him be funny on our show. We're the funny
ones. Wait.
We're only bringing the comedians to abuse them.
Don't say we. I was being nice. I want to sit here. I'm listening to what you say.
And
being a jackal.
We allow a lot of people to be funny on our show.
Okay. Yeah.
So you didn't do your research.
We allow them to be funny.
Well, you know what I mean.
We allow them to be funny.
We have.
This is now officially turning uncomfortable.
We have the show, and people come in, and they're funny, and we don't care.
All right, okay.
All right? So what were you going to say?
I forgot.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
What were we talking about, Ed?
I don't remember either. You're being rude.
It was something about Long Island, right?
Yeah.
And governors.
Yeah.
And then you were going to say something.
I don't want to talk about this. Let's do whatever it is you do.
We don't do anything, Richard.
This is what we do.
We just sit here and do nothing for 4 hours a day.
We goof on people and make them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
That's our gig.
We have to abuse the comics.
No, all right. We're trying
to. We love the comics. We've had a lot of comics on.
Jay in here yesterday.
Yeah, Jay. We have Norton comes in all the time. We've had Andrew Dice Clay in here. Ron Jeremy's coming in a little while.
He's not a comic.
He's
pretty funny.
He wanted to be a comic at one point.
He's got some comedy. Some of those movies? You watch his movies?
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those back in his heyday.
Yeah, he's great.
He's quite the guy.
People think that, I wish I'd say this on the air, that people, this is a misconception that people have, that men like porno, which is false. It's men's penises that like porno.
Right.
So like any guy, no matter how stupid he is, he's going, this movie sucks, it has a bad plot, shitty people, but the penis is going, it's genius! It speaks to me! I haven't seen performances like these in years. I must have it for my collection. So I like Ron Jeremy. He's a big, disgusting character.
Uh-oh. Some people call him a hedgehog.
I got a porno dish, a satellite dish that plays porno 24 hours a day.
Yeah?
Plays other things, too.
You like your porno? You got a steady?
You got a steady gal? You're never disappointed. You never sit there going, gee, I didn't think it would end that way. It was really good right up until then.
Right up until the money shot.
Plot just fell apart. What the hell happened there?
Tony Camacho, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
It's Tony Camacho from Rascals in New Jersey.
It's the only room that Rich is not working in the New York area and Jersey, whatever, and I guess still got to say he's the funniest man on the planet.
By the way, the proof is
go watch this man perform and then get some opinions because Rich is funny.
What's your act like? I haven't seen your stand-up.
Never?
Just like, no.
At HBO?
I saw him on HBO and stuff.
Yeah, he's very funny.
You never saw me ever?
No.
You're the target demo, man. You're the Italian guy from New York, aren't you? Are you Italian?
Yeah,
okay.
From Brooklyn.
Target demo. Never saw the act. It's, you know, what can I say? It's your act. You stand there, you talk. I stand there and I talk.
Is it filthy?
No.
Very clean?
It's a little filthy toward the end.
Yeah.
But the whole thing isn't filthy, no.
Okay.
No, it's not.
The lifestyle stuff?
It's you wouldn't like it.
No?
It's not annoying. It doesn't embarrass anyone.
I like all forms.
It's not humiliating anybody.
We like all forms of comedy.
It's breaking down like a rifle.
We like Jim Norton, who's as dirty as they get, and we love Brian Regan, who's as clean as they get. And everyone in between, Jay Moore and the rest of the guys.
So you just have to go through a certain amount of abuse until you get to be part of the Opie and Anthony family.
Yeah. I think we just got off on the wrong foot somehow. That was Anthony's idea yesterday.
I don't know how that happened. I think it's maybe because we hung up on you, and then when you were here, we called you from the lobby, which would be really funny if it wasn't happening to me.
Hey, I like that. See? It's always funny unless it's you.
Yeah, it's always good. Unless it's happening, unless you're the guy.
Well, why don't we take a break and regroup? All right, we'll regroup, Opie. And we'll, like, start over.
All righty.
We'll start fresh. If you start yelling at us, we're just going to turn the mics on.
I'm not yelling.
Yeah, be prepared, affiliates. We might just pop the mics up.
Oh, yeah, because
if he's going to yell at us, everyone else has to hear it, too.
All right. I'm not.
Richard Jenny.
I think we should go to an Italian restaurant, all three of us.
Yeah? Yeah?
And I'll forget my gun inside, and then it'll all be fine.
We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony show.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling. Is it...
Yes, it is. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I just got a call.
Yes.
And he gave me my claim number.
Uh-huh.
Because I won a prize.
Yes, you did. What claim number did you get?
654.
654.
321.
321.
6J.
6J?
Yes.
Ooh. Pretty excited, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ever win anything before?
Never won anything.
Hold on, please.
Oh, okay.
Dude, tell her she won a European vacation. Hello?
Hello?
That is coming up as a European vacation.
A European vacation?
Yeah.
You told me something like $10,000.
I wish I were you, as a matter of fact, because it's a European vacation for your family plus $10,000 in spending money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you psyched?
Yeah. I'm shaking. This is, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hold on. Okay. We have our supervisor here.
Okay.
She's going to need, I guess, some information, maybe. Hold on. Hi, ma'am.
Yes?
Hi, this is John Huber, Bill's supervisor. Can I have that number once again, please? We got to verify that you are, in fact, the winner.
Yes, it's 654-321.
Uh-huh.
6J.
6J? Oh,
yes.
I thought you said A, John. I thought it was an A. It's 6J?
It's 6J as in jump.
Oh. We got some good news and bad news. You're still the winner.
Okay.
But your prize is a set of steak knives.
A set of steak knives?
Yes. The European vacation for you and your family and the $10,000 spending money is for 6A.
Oh.
And you'll have to pay for the shipping on the steak knives.
Oh, all
right.
And
that's $19.95.
Okay.
Would you like to...
No, thank you.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay. That's fine. Okay. Well, thank you anyway.
Okay.
Oh, that was way too painful,
oh,
man.
Oh, poor girl.
Are you bastards ready to rock?
Opie and Anthony.
And you actually find them rubbing the feces on the walls.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Psychotic apes.
Is this for Shock Factor?
Oh, my God!
1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the best of Don and Mike.
I am like a mental patient with this. I think it's Jay-Z, the song H to the Izzy.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
Hey, Don, this is Jose calling. I've been listening for years, but I just had to tell you, you've never sounded so white.
Oh, no. I have never sounded blacker.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Middays, 1027 WNEW.
Times have changed. Their commitment hasn't. They're still offering consistent, reliable service, clean, comfortable planes, and holding your safety as their number one priority. Continental Airlines. Work hard. Fly right.
Durex couple number 36.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. So, are you, intimate?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you two have tried the Durex extra sensitive condom, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a story behind that?
He calls me at work and says, come over at lunch. I said, come over without your pants. Oh, that's what he said. Really? Yeah. And she drove. Oh, I did. That's all the way from her office to the apartment. And I'm like getting hot, like dying there, like I can't wait. I get there, there's a note on the door saying, be back in a minute.
So he gets back with the Durex condoms, and how they feel?
Well, it was good. It was natural, it felt good, it was natural, silky, I loved it. It feels like heated marshmallows. Yeah, I feel like he doesn't have anything on.
So, extra sensitive is the way to go.
It's a lot better. You are my good sex man.
Durex condoms. Set yourself free.
Doug.
Yeah?
What is that thing?
It's a skeleton sled.
Yeah, that doesn't really help me.
It's what they use in the Winter Olympics for the skeleton event.
I still got nothing.
Olympic skeleton, dude. They get on this sled face first and go down that ice track doing like 80 miles an hour. Face first.
No way.
Seriously.
How come I've never heard of skeleton?
Probably because they just put it back in. Hasn't been in the Olympics since like the 40s.
Because it's insane.
I know.
80 miles an hour?
Down a frozen track.
Face first.
Chins inches from the ice.
You could totally scrape all the skin off their face.
Oh, you said it, man.
Wait. I bet that's why it's called skeleton, huh?
Why?
Because if you crash, that's all that's left of you. Bones on a sled. Skeleton.
Skeleton.
We're definitely watching.
Oh, definitely. Film is Skeleton in the Winter Olympics from Salt Lake City, USA, beginning February 8th on the networks of NBC. Whatever it takes for the athletes to win in Salt Lake, all it takes for you is Visa. The only card accepted at the 2002 Olympic Winter Games.
Here are a couple of questions for you. Is it just me or are sport utilities getting bigger and bigger and bigger? And more importantly, who says bigger always means better? At Subaru, we don't think sport utilities have to be huge to be good. And a perfect example of that is the Subaru Forester. You see, with the Forester, you get it all. The best of a sport utility, like lots of cargo space and the traction and control of full-time all-wheel drive, combined with the best of a car. Easy to get in and out of, a smooth, quiet ride, great gas mileage, and responsive handling. Plus, the Forester has always been the sport utility that's easy to drive. And when it comes to loading your bikes and skis on top, you don't need a stepladder to do it. So test drive the Forester today. It may not be bigger, but then again, bigger doesn't always mean better. Subaru Forester. Sport utility tough, car easy.
See your local Subaru dealer, where you'll find all-wheel drive on every vehicle we make.
EPA estimates for the Forester are 22 mpg city and 27 mpg highway automatic transmission. For comparison only.
Mo!
For the ultimate in comfort and technology, you've gotta go to Moe's for Reebok. And what better time than now for the new year? You'll love the men's Reebok Challenge Fusion BMX cross-training shoe. And while you're there, be sure to check out Modell's winning lineup of Reebok Classics. The athletically inspired heritage of the Reebok Classic Collection hooks up with your wardrobe for a great look. And Modell's has a great selection of men's, women's, and kids' Reebok Classic shoes to choose from at prices that can't be beat. For the Modell's nearest you, call 1-800-ASK-MODELLS or log on to www.modells.com.
Gotta go to Modell's. Gotta go to Modell's. Gotta go to Modell's.
Rockaway Bedding wants to know, how do you sleep?
I don't sleep well at night at all.
Well, I wake up more often than I would like to.
Toss and turn.
I can get a little cranky by the end of the day.
Seems like every morning I wake up, my back aches and my neck is stiff.
What are you going to do about it?
We're ready for a new mattress.
It's definitely fine.
Where are you going to go for it?
Rockaway Bedding.
Rockaway Bedding.
If you'll be needing a new mattress soon, come to Rockaway Bedding now, where you'll get the year's lowest prices on all the top brand names. So not only will you get free delivery, free removal of your old mattress, and a free steel bed frame with most purchases, but you'll also get prices lower than Sleep Style a Mattress, Macy's, or Klein Sleep. Come in now to the Rockaway Bedding store near you or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED. Can you sing the jingle for us?
You don't want to hear my voice. Sing that jingle.
I want to hear it.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rockaway Bedding, yeah.
On the next Sports Guys show, Scott Burrell, live, putting the holiday wrap on sports. The Sports Guys.
Tell everyone, the radio station Austin's been waiting for is here. The Juice 1370.
Exposé is Austin's premier gentleman's club, and you know why?
It could be sexually arousing.
Beautiful women. Every Sunday and Monday, it's football madness at Exposé. There's no cover until 10 o'clock, with shot specials throughout the game and $1.99 food specials. Plus, enjoy all the action on 10 screens, while the dances are only 10 bucks during football madness.
I'm so hot.
Things believing at Exposé. Exposé at 3615 South Congress. The Show Palace knows the best things in life are free, so how about a free lunch? Every Wednesday until 2 p.m., your lunch is free at the Show Palace.
The Show Palace is the largest totally exposed cabaret in Austin, featuring the most beautiful women and great entertainers from the hottest magazines. The Show Palace is 18 and over, but remember, the Show Palace is BYOB. Enjoy Ladies' Night this Thursday night. Ladies' Night Thursday and $20 dances nightly only.
At the Show Palace, 501 East Ben White.
Escorted ladies get in free Thursdays.
I'm gonna keep on moving. One stop, now I'm on my way. I'm gonna keep on moving. With precision tuned auto care, I'm on my way.
It squeaks and grinds and pulls to the right when you hit the brakes. Sound familiar? Then stop into Precision Tune Auto Care while you still can. Our technicians are certified to work on today's complex braking systems at prices that'll make you stop and take notice. And we'll guarantee our brakes for as long as you own your car. Precision Tune Auto Care. Quality service.
With Precision Tune Auto Care, I'm on my way.
Precision Tune Auto Care is your full-service automotive center. Stop in at any of their seven Austin area locations for the best value around. Precision Tune Auto Care. We fix cars. Guaranteed.
See center manager for warranty details.
Broadcasting live from the Testosterone Tower, KJCE Rollingwood, Austin. Real talk and Texas sports. The Juice 1370.
A fun thing.
A fun thing.
A sure thing.
Monday night, it's a sure thing at Serrano's.
Adam Gonzalez on 2-for-1 Mondays at Cafe Serrano's.
2-for-1 Mondays, enchiladas or chile rellenos. The season is here and the weather is perfect. Your choice of Serrano's great enchiladas, fresh and hot, or our chile relleno, handmade and overstuffed. 2-for-1 Monday nights at Serrano's, a sure thing at any of Cafe Serrano's, including Lincoln Village and Highway 620. Buy one dinner and the second is on us at Cafe Serrano's.
2-for-1 Mondays at all 9 Cafe Serrano's locations.
Food, fun, family thing, a sure thing, Serrano's.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge for RAD, Recording Artist Against Drunk Driving. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible. Choose a designated driver. Please, don't drink and drive.
But I only wish you good night.
Public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
open children to a world of possibilities when you help them open a book. Book It is a national reading incentive program sponsored by Pizza Hut that encourages young...
I just went back to sleep and I'm howling because I've been caught many times.
Ooh.
Yeah, I hope he got caught recently spanking it his girlfriend.
We rented Rush Hour because I never saw him when it was...
But I couldn't call in. I couldn't call in.
And I'll just refresh everyone's memory because I at least I have someone on my side.
Come on, every guy has.
Yeah, but no one around here would admit it. So
every guy has. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bro, I've never been
you
caught.
You are being sexually harassed from the moment you wake up in the morning by your chick.
I swear to you, I've never been caught.
Bro, this is the third time for me.
Oh, it's at least three, and it always causes big fights. She flips out.
And I thought, really? And I thought she was
mad.
I thought she was asleep because I looked. You know, you start with like you start slowly. You know what I mean? And then you're like, well, I got to get some friction going.
Well, what happened?
So I turn around. She's on the couch. I got some friction going.
Well, at first, you're like, hey, oh, hey, look at this. This feels nice. You know
that old cartoon.
And at first, you could be in the mode like, I don't want to be bothered. It's too much work, maybe. And then the second you're getting into it, it's like, why am I not doing this all the time? Why am I not quitting my job and doing this full time?
So when it really started, you know, I started getting into it, I looked behind me to make sure, you know, she's still asleep. And she was asleep.
But would you give her a little peek around? Would you give her the fish eye?
Oh, yeah. I turned
the fish eye. Opie with the fish eye. Oh, wait a minute.
You got to understand.
No, you don't into that.
She was two feet behind me.
You're very quiet. You get a quiet method.
And then we got
just the thumb move.
Just
thumb movement.
Just maybe like the inside right here, like the wrist area.
Yeah. Thumb movement, light movement, and pressure with the pinky, ring, and middle finger.
So then I adjust the pillow. I'm getting all set. And I look behind me. I'm like, all right, she's still asleep. And now it's time to get down to business. I guess I was shaking the whole room because she woke up.
Well, you know what happened?
No joke, because we have like all these stupid things in my living room. And some of the crap was...
Well, what happened in this situation, it's sort of like going... You know when you start drinking, you don't realize... You're drinking, having a good time.
So you start talking like this. Yo, I gotta take a beat. You see the Mets? Why would you bring up Benitez? He sucks. He sucks.
So when you start getting into that thing, it takes over.
You're getting into
you don't
the zone.
Realize
right.
You're doing. You're
right
going.
Here. Yeah. So standing, we got on the air the other day. And
that's Chris Rock, by the way, that talks about the nobody's home jerk.
What does he say? What does he
you
say?
You get in the good nobody's home jerk. Well, you know it's home. You can go to town. You can go to town. You can do whatever you want in whatever room. You can do the roast beef.
Oh, yeah.
No matter.
So,
nobody's home jerk.
So it turns out...
Nobody's home. Nobody.
Scream if you want to.
You can play out of pillow. Is that tight?
I don't care because nobody's home.
It's just me and the dog.
Nobody's home jerk.
So, make a look.
That is a good jerk.
When nobody home.
The nobody's home jerk.
Ow, ow.
I've been shaking in the bed like a crackhead. But it's okay because nobody's home.
I've been putting pillows together, making it look like an ass. And I've been doing the home jerk. I've been banging. I put up other pillows, make them watch. Say, you're next. I put a satin pillow on the pillow, kind of jerk.
I use every room in the house. I don't care if no one's home. I'm doing it in front of the fridge.
On my donkey. I'm not getting a donkey ball kind of jerk.
I'm doing it in front of the TV. I'm doing it in front of the fridge.
I got pillows and hot it is. I'm on the
nobody home jerk. All right.
Joe Rogan. You ever hear that dude?
Yeah.
He has a bit where he goes, the worst part about when you're playing, when you're doing the donkey,
yeah,
is, you know, blood, blah, 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 and always when you finish, it's always like, what's wrong with me? You got your donkey in your hand, and just on tits, like, what's wrong with me? So what happened? Nice head, dude.
Make a long story short, I thought I was safe and, you know, did the thing. It turns out when we got Cindy on the air, because she, I thought she caught me, but we didn't really want to talk about it around the house.
That's not what you're talking about.
So I figured I'd bring it up on the air where, you know, it's a little safer to discuss things openly. And it turns out that she did open up her eyes during the whole thing, and she was scared at what she was seeing, so she made believe she was sleeping for the rest of it.
So she has to sit there and make believe she's sleeping.
Good for
what
her.
To do? What to do? Yeah.
All right, Brewer.
Wow.
Now let's get back to the gym.
Oh, you're not off now.
Oh, come on, man. We passed that.
Now, I told my whole story, and you were listening. You were listening in the car with your lovely...
See you later.
Your lovely wife.
Make sure you write us in a week. We'll come back. Grab on to the ramp.
Oh, why do you have to put your glasses on for this story?
Because it's embarrassing.
It stones me.
They don't want to look people in the eye when you're talking about being a filthy animal like that.
Filthy animal
cranking it. You know how embarrassed you feel the second it's all over.
So you're in the car with your wife and your grandma listening to this crap.
Yeah, I'm listening and I want to call because I instantly started laughing. Actually, D laughed even harder. Because I'm married 8 years, man. We've known each other a long time. You do a lot of donkey playing. A lot is a lot of times when you do it. Well, a couple times I almost got caught, and she'd have a talk with me. But a similar...
Like your mom. No.
Now, you really got to stop doing that. If you want it, just come to me.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, all right. Hi, how you doing? Listen, can we do it right now? Because...
You know, I want to, yeah.
The time I got caught, the one big time, it turned into a big fight because she turned... First of all, you feel like a dick that you caught. You feel like a dick. There's nothing more humiliating. I will take stepping in human feces and bare feet. Like, or you're standing there naked with your donkey in your hand and you have another human being, your wife.
Oh,
looking
God
at
damn.
You in disbelief, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So I instantly took the defense, and I went, nothing. I try to play it.
Oh, no.
So I went, nothing. I'm just, nothing. She's like, so there's that weird barrier of, am I going to get away with this?
No.
Can we just drop this?
Because
you,
really
don't want to go to battle.
You were
here.
Dressed, though? Like you had something on?
No,
how did you cover up?
My pants were off.
How did you cover up?
I couldn't. I just, I jumped on the side of the bed. I was next to the bed. So I leaned down like I was trying to take a nap real quick.
I was napping. I'm napping. This is a lamer excuse than Opie.
Well, you had no excuses,
but
though.
You got no excuses. You said, well, how do you get out of this?
What are you doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Sleeping.
So I lay down, and she's like, so there's that tense moment, please, you know what's going on.
She says, drop it.
Drop it, all right?
Let's make believe we didn't happen, okay?
So what, and there's that weird moment, and she goes, are you playing with yourself?
Oh, no.
That's not... I'm really mad right now.
Oh, like you're not humiliated enough.
I'm really mad. I go, why are you mad? She goes, that really offends me.
Oh, no. Oh,
so
no.
So now, you know, this is when you lose
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
This is when you go, well, it shouldn't offend you. Well, it does. How does it feel? I'm standing here in front of you. Do I never give it to you? And I mean, how wrong is that? And you feel the need that you have to hide on me and touch and play with yourself? That's disturbing.
Let's not forget you're naked as she's yelling at you.
So no,
that's napping.
So then I...
on his side, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And then first you take the... first I took the argument of... I attacked her like this. I said,
Well, I didn't want to bother you, because you said you were tired last night because the baby got up early. What'd you say all day? You got mad on me. As soon as I woke up, you like, I need a nap today. And I let you nap. Did I not do that? Yes, I did. And I
turned
it
around.
Really good. And so you said you were tired. You went downstairs. You said you were tired, so you took a nap. So I started playing myself. So all right? Is that all right with you? I'm trying to help you out, and you're making me feel like a dick.
So true.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
You try to spin it. You try to spin it and get out of it. Turn it around.
But my wife, she knows me. Look, the only human being that's ever going to know you your entire life better than you is your wife. And the reason you get so pissed at her is because she's so on and right, but you don't want to face it. So she goes, you didn't even think, I wouldn't be offended if you at least tried, but you didn't try. You just decided you're going to go up and play with yourself. That's why didn't you have very offended that?
Not taking that route.
Yeah, well, you're there yelling at your wife now, just sporting, naked, and you're sporting, and you're just standing there now. Like, is that pretty much takes you about 5 ticks down on the advantage scale, you know?
You're done.
Arguing naked, bad.
And what sucks for me is, I have weird rooms.
Oh,
it sounds worse than it is, but there's 3 mirrors.
Yeah.
It sounds way worse than it is, trust me. So I've got 2 angles on me so I can see myself. And then I realize this while I'm caught in the middle of this.
Were you able to pull covers over yourself?
Look at me, huh?
Oh, no, once we got over to the thing, I quickly put up my,
But now she's standing there as you're putting pants on and...
Yes.
Hot I
God,
am.
Is that horrible.
No, I can't look at myself. I lose. I'm like,
oh, baby, look in mirror 3.
It reminds me of the dude in American Psycho when he's banging those 2 chicks, but he's looking at himself in the mirror while he's flexing
his thighs.
That's hilarious.
Huey Lewis and the News. This is Susudia.
Susudia.
Bill Collins.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
There he is.
The color is bone.
Bone.
With a font that I picked.
I love that movie. You gotta tell the last part where she caught you in the
which one?
After you did the concert and all that, and you were, you know, a little.
Which one?
What?
I need better language here, Ope. Help me out. He's like, you know, if you guys could see Ope right now, he's just leaning his head to the right and going, you know, when you...
That was my visual for, like, you know, being high, like, being a little under the...
Oh, my God.
Like
then you got to deal with it. When
you were downstairs, like you said, jamming like Judas Priest or something, giving yourself a concert and then decided...
Whoa. Oh, no.
Exactly. When I got some spare time, you always revert back to being 16. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Life's a down, you know, Chris Rock. Have a jerkin.
You gotta have a, we call it the Rob Halford jerk.
The dungeons!
Nothing better than a Rob Halford jerk! Now that's a good
British diggers is! Run to the hills kind of jerk!
Rob Halford, Judas Priest
jerk! Kind of jerk! Wearing leather and a blue whip!
Now this
talking
is
about living after midnight kind of jack.
This is like jerking after midnight.
There we go. Jerking after midnight. Jerking till the dawn. Till the morning, then I'm gone.
So you're having a concert with yourself.
Jerkin'! Jerkin'!
Nice head, Dick.
Eat it again!
Jerkin'! Jerkin'!
Wait, what's he say?
I come alive!
Yeah, he comes alive.
That's when my jerkin' goes awry! After midnight! To the dome!
Fuck it off, Dick.
The volume is going down when you're jerking it to Judas Priest. You can't jerk it if the music's too loud.
Jerking!
You're gonna get caught jerking if the music's too loud.
I put that big ball in my mouth, and I start jerking like the gym, and I put on it.
Hurricane.
To the dawn! When I'm home alone 95% of the time, I sense jerk.
Oh, here we go.
I'm
aiming. Wait. What's the name?
Perfect.
Wait. This one's a good one.
Body's coming.
Brilliant, right?
I'm not lost.
Oh, you like that, don't you, faggot?
Oh, my God.
Hotter by the hour. This song is about... There you go.
That's what I call the rock and roll jerk. And that's a good jerk.
Heavy metal jerk. When you've been banging your head, leather, or your spouse kind of jerk. We're talking love, fight, screaming for vengeance.
Love it, jerk. Rubber gags and zippers.
We're talking run to the hills, master of puppets, jerking. Master of jerking and pulling the legs.
Jack from Philly checking in. He says there's no way out of it when you get caught
beating it.
But there is a way to minimize the damage. Look her right in the eye while still stroking and say, look what you're making me do!
Get down on your knees, start crying.
Look what you're doing!
What have you brought me to?
I got no place else to jerk!
I got
no place else to jerk! Don't you make me stop doing this! Don't you! I got no place else to jerk! I ain't got nothing!
Home run.
And I believe that would be the closer.
That's the officer in the gentleman jerk. That's the Richard Gere jerk.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That hurt.
But, yeah. Brewer, you were under the influence. You were jamming Judas Priest or something.
I can't get through this story.
That's fine.
We get the image.
Oh,
just the visual of like coming downstairs, the music track in your eye, naked.
Oh, dude, I wasn't naked.
Was this before or after that other episode?
Man. Don't, sorry, Dylan.
But you have to be naked.
I had my underwear on.
All right. Now, is this before or after the other episode you just talked about?
Oh, this is after.
Oh, man, so she must have been like,
didn't we talk about this? You have a problem.
Well, I honestly pulled that as a front. I said, I'm going to get downstairs writing, you know.
Seven at midnight.
Right.
Rock it like a rainbow in the dark.
Right, you have a little concert.
Tearing it up in my basement. And then, you know, I wait till she falls into the story. Keep it going, and then...
All right. So where is
it? Well, you know, came down, and again. You're right. There is no thrown in jail for the night. There is no, can we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
You're thrown on the stand immediately. Blank!
What the hell? You just said you were just... Is there a problem?
I've got to go that route.
It's a problem. Yeah. Then now there must be a problem.
That's it. That's it's not getting better than that today, right?
There you go.
Jerking. Bravo.
Wow.
I haven't laughed that hard.
It's embarrassing, man. But I usually get madder. I'm like, well, you know... Don't walk around.
You know that gets me all, well, can't you control it? No! I cannot! That is why I've got to run and hide! It is worse than heroin! When are you females going to realize that? It's a gene! It's a fluid in our body! You show us anything, and we immediately, it's like, where can I go?
Really? Like an ape, yeah.
Throw my feces. Come on. You're all lying if it's not the truth.
No, it is absolutely the truth.
Oh, God. That's too good.
All right.
How many people going to do the Judas Priest jerk now? See? There you
go. The Judas Priest jerk.
Yeah. We better take a break, huh?
All right.
Jesus Christ.
I have a blast.
Too much fun.
And more on the way.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Viagra thing, though, we've talked about it in the past. The guys love it. They get a little older, and they're able to do it. But the women don't have a drug for it. You know, they can't get wet at Niagara Falls. The old saying goes.
Well, but they are starting to say that the Viagra works on the women a little bit.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what they're saying.
And they're all ready to go, the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to these poor old women? You know, they're not ready for the company. Let's say that's good. What? No, it's just like,
well, you're talking about couples that haven't had sex in many, many years.
Many years.
They discover the Viagra.
Yeah.
And the guy's all ready to go, and the woman is just,
she's not prepared.
She's not.
For the visitor.
Yes.
She's not prepared for company. It's like if the woman was a house. Let's just put it in those terms, okay? You know, you go up to a house that's accommodating. It's nice, right? The lawn is well manicured.
Sure.
The outside's painted nice.
Oh, yeah, nice and shiny.
Nice. The door works perfectly.
Oh,
you ring the little bell.
Oh,
open the door.
It
smells beautiful.
Oh,
it's a brand new house.
Yes.
It's a brand new house.
Correct.
Guy's proud of it.
Oh, yeah.
He's out there all the time.
Bushes are all trimmed nicely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
bushes
yeah.
are... The plumbing works.
Plumbing works just fine.
No leaks.
Don't have to call in a plumber.
Everything's fine. There's no cobwebs in the attic or anything like that.
No leakage from the roof.
You go down into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not musty and moldy.
No, not at all.
It's a new house.
That's right. Everything is working just fine.
Ready for company.
Sure.
If they could drop it at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, it don't matter.
Now you get the guys taking the Viagra. They're older women that they're bedding with. They're not, though, that house isn't ready for company.
It's not the same house, right?
The shutters, they're falling off the house, aren't they?
Sure they are.
Oh, the whole foundation's a little saggy.
Oh, the paint's chipping.
Paint's chipped. The lawn is all overgrown with weeds.
All over the damn place.
Oh, but you can barely open the door. It's creaking.
Don't even...
Hasn't been opened in how long?
Get back to the lawn. You don't even know where the driveway is anymore.
You can't even see it.
It's overgrown all over the damn place.
The plumbing, forget about it.
Yeah.
Leaking, Matt. You try to open the door to get in. What do you smell when you open that door?
Oh.
When the dust clears, it's just all musty.
Well, it's an old house. Some rats could have died in there, you know?
Cobwebs.
Sure.
Lots of them. It's not ready for company. It's going to take a